You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Matt, what's your three for men?
Ryan Gosling, Michael Pitt, and Timothy Olyphant.
Bill Clinton's not in there?
Yeah, what about
Bill Clinton's on a level in his own.
No, he's in a different league.
Bill Clinton is
what
my
kind of league am I in?
Shut up. I love Bill Clinton.
I want to know.
I have like a fetish or something for him.
I think you do.
Shut up.
I think you do. Yeah, listen. I'm talking to you close on the phone.
Stop.
Talk to him, miss.
Stop.
Take those panties off. Peel down those Argyle socks.
Oh my god.
What are you putting in stockings for me this year?
Oh my god.
Yeah, keep the boots on though. I don't want to smell your feet.
I do love Bill.
I love you too.
God, shut up.
It's not cheating, baby. My wife's a dyke.
Would you spurn his advances if he hit on you?
Oh, we already established that if Bill like was in the vicinity of her, he would need Secret Service people.
I don't know what I would do. It would be weird.
You guys got in a room together?
We got somebody coming towards POTUS.
Let her go. Sit on my lap. Tell Billy Claus what you want.
This is Andrew Lisa, and you're listening to The Jersey Jerk Show, which, according to americascomedy.com, created the Riotcast Network.
Some of them are hairy. Some of them are bald. Some are kinda scary. And this is what they're called. Vagina. Vagina. They call that thing vagina. Some belong to virgins. They're really tight and strong. But big or small, I love them all. That's why I sing my song. Vagina! Vagina! They call that thing vagina. Of them are smelly, like clams and fish and such. Some smell like a summer's eve, 'cause they've been douched too much. Vagina, vagina, they call that thing vagina. Vagina. Vagina.
Vagina.
They call that thing vagina. Nothing could be finer than to be in a vagina in the
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Skype name is Jersey Jerks. Join in on the conversation. Have some fun. You can also find us on social networks galore, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everything.
Vagina.
Make sure you can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. if you have a request for an intro song, like Vagina.
That's actually a great idea.
Yeah, there you go.
No one's going to fucking say anything, but that's a great idea.
You should speak up, because YOLO.
Right.
Listeners out there.
Right, yeah, yes. YOLO.
YOLO.
Hashtag YOYO.
Yes. Make sure you download the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone or an iPad, and then the TuneIn app if you have a Droid. Word up, bitches. Word.
Welcome back.
I know. First things first. So last week, I guess it was Friday after the show.
Yeah, Friday.
I get a text from Marco. Yeah, and he's just like, oh.
You instigating motherfucker.
Yeah, I want her to listen to the show. There's nothing wrong with that.
He's
listen to the show, and I want her to come in and comment on it.
Yeah, so he's like, no, we need to talk about this conversation. All right, me and you had. Through texting.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I was very angry.
What'd he say?
Come on my all face. Right.
So he texts me, and he's like, oh, awesome show last night, like all the shit. And I was like, oh, cool. What'd you guys talk about?
Our number one fan.
Yeah. So I'm like.
Somebody's got to like us. It might as well be me.
So he's like. So I'm like, oh, yeah. I was like, what'd you talk about?
You.
And he's like, nothing. Just listen to it. I lost my shit on him. I was like, you're a fucking asshole. Like, who fucking texts somebody? Oh.
Yeah, but you know what you did? You fucking made her nuts because now she's thinking something went wrong about her.
Well, no, then I listened to the first hour and I'm like, all
right. Yeah, right. You were just like, what
show sucks like usual?
Right. Yeah,
exactly. No, it was really funny, but I was like.
Sounds like par for the course.
I was like, why is he doing this passive aggressive move? So I'm thinking in my head.
How do you know it's passive aggressive? It's texting.
Oh, because.
That's like somebody saying, oh, you're angry. I can read it in your email.
Okay, excuse
That's
me.
Fucking
no,
stupid.
It's yeah, not it's stupid.
It's
no,
dumb.
It's not
you're
stupid.
Dumb.
I'll explain to you how it's not stupid. It's not stupid because the conversation went passive aggressively. You were like, oh, the show is so great. I'm not going to tell you about it. Like, do you know what I mean?
I didn't say it like that. That's just fucking
whatever. Yes,
shut
you
up.
Did.
Oh, all my right. God.
So I was like, so I'm thinking in my head, oh, Marco's like, oh, the show's better without you. That's what I thought.
You're stupid. You're a typical fucking woman.
No,
who
you
has
should.
Zero confidence.
Confidence?
Yes.
I was listening to it. I was like, it's good, but what the fuck is he talking about? It's not a grand
It's good,
slam.
But they still need me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's my confidence.
There you go.
But then I didn't listen. Now I find out that it was the second half, so I did apologize for flipping out.
You don't gonna apologize.
No, but no, I didn't text after I was calling you an asshole and shit.
You didn't call me an asshole in the
I
text
I did
at all.
Call you an asshole. Because you even said, why are you fucking calling me an asshole? And I was like, I'm sorry.
Morgan just has that. You know how you can program a text in case you like want to just, you know what I mean? Send it right away. That's yep. That's Morgan.
Like a template. Yeah. Right. It's like a template.
Yeah.
So
why you call me an asshole?
I'm used to it.
So apparently the second half you guys ripped into me, I didn't get a chance to listen to it.
I wasn't
it
ripped in. I was having fun.
Well, yeah, I was having fun. But if you were to hear it without us telling you about it first, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Like,
I didn't
deserve
this.
You guys?
Yeah, exactly.
I know. My first reaction was like, are you guys mad?
We made fun of your voice a lot.
Yeah, my voice is bad.
Well, we made fun of it a lot. And
I've been working on it, too, and it's not getting any
And
better.
That's what we talked about, too, yeah. The whole I'm working on it thing. It's like
I stopped drinking soda.
And I said, yeah, that's like me saying I'm working on losing weight. I'm not getting on the scale again. It's not really going to do
I
anything.
I know, but I stopped drinking soda.
That doesn't that,
It's been almost 2 months.
Soda's just keeping you from being phlegmy, but the sound of your voice is the same.
Your voice is damaged, man.
Your voice is not
smoking, isn't it?
Yeah, smoking drugs, yelling. Like you know when you're in concerts and shit's loud and you're trying to talk to people or singing along? But in the night, are you a little hoarse?
Yeah.
She's a little whore every night.
Fuck you, Chris. Dick.
Jesus Christ.
So, but I'm working on it. I'm trying. Maybe I need to drink honey.
Filthy honey. Whore.
What the fuck?
No, no, no. Honey, I don't think honey's going to help you.
Not, is it permanent damage? Am I screwed forever?
You say permanent damage in my scrotum. That's what it sounded like you were going.
Like, am I just done? Like, is there no way to fix my vocal cords?
I might have to go to the doctor for that.
You'd have to get surgery, but even that is not proven to work.
I'm not going
to
get surgery.
But is this your natural raspy
This is
voice?
My natural voice. If I change, I could change my voice, I guess, but I just.
Well, that's what I said. It's like the only way she could change her voice is if she
changed her voice.
You know, disguise it.
Now, you said you did some commercials this week?
Yeah, work, and they told me to
As
act
a, like a cheerleader?
Yeah. And it was like,
Whoa.
But like, just like the peppiness. You know what I mean? Because my voice can be
What's
monotone.
What's that? Is that a new soft drink?
No, like, you know when you, like, order pizza, like, you have the pizza
I know.
Voice?
The pizza? Whoa. I don't have a pizza voice. It's the same.
No, like, when I call and
order. What, do you sound like a girl when you order pizza?
What the fuck is a pizza voice?
No, like, you don't.
I'd like to order a large pepperoni. This is my pizza voice.
What is a pizza voice?
What do you no, got? Like, you talk.
How do you go, this Don Corleone? I like a pizza.
No, you like talk more proper. Like you talk like.
Oh, like the office voice.
Like an office voice. I call it pizza voice.
An order of mega fries, please.
Yeah, like you do that.
Pronto.
Man.
So do you have.
Give us a peppy voice.
I feel like I have to read something.
You want
to
read something?
Yeah.
I got some materials up here.
Oh, I have a Dr. Seuss book.
There you go. Perfect.
There you are.
Grab it.
I think that might be a little too advanced for her.
These are my books. All right. Oh, the things you can think.
Okay.
Right there, now, I sound it better.
No, wait. Do it again in your pizza voice. Or your peppy voice.
My peppy voice.
Peppy.
Oh, the things you can think.
Oh, okay. I see it.
Yeah.
I see. You add a little bubbliness to it.
Yeah, man. Cheerleader. Yeah,
but you don't get rid of the rasp, though.
No,
rasp
cheerleader's like, give me a you.
All right, cheerleader that's been smoking for 45 years. Right.
Shut so up. Do I really sound that bad?
No.
Do I sound like Kathleen Turner?
Getting there.
did we mention that last week?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah, did you guys really?
Hello, Runkle.
But isn't that sexy? Like, my voice isn't sexy at all?
No, we weren't talking Kathleen.
Yeah, when I think sexy, I think of Kathleen
well,
Turner.
Kathleen
she was at one.
She was
35 years ago.
She was, like Jessica Rabbit was yeah. hot. Was like her voice was great
30 years ago.
Right after that movie ended, I think she like OD'd on something, and when she came back, she was
she had
like,
surgery. She had an Adam's apple put in.
So my voice is not attractive at all.
Define attractive.
I find the texture thing. Like I feel like I have an uncommon
voice and texture is not a good combo for a woman.
I haven't. Different sounding voice. Like, my voice is distinct.
Tell you what. Try talking softly. Like, don't talk like you like normal. Talk like you're almost at a loud whisper.
That is, like, so hard for me to do.
Okay, that didn't work. Was that it? Was that it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know how to do it.
Like I'm talking to you like this, you know?
Hey, you're whispering.
Did you hear what the fuck happened in that day the other day?
Like, talk like this. It sounds worse.
It's worse.
Well, no,
it's
now, so you're
I sound
forcing
like a frog.
It. You're forcing it, though. Just be natural. Be natural, like you don't want to be heard by people in the room. Like you're in a library. I know that's a real far fetched, but you're in a library.
She's buying drugs in a library.
See that? She just fucking. She just scoffed at me. she gave me the fucking nose and everything. She's like, like angry chipmunk.
Okay, talk like this.
Okay, that's a whisper.
Okay, then talk like this. Oh. Fuck.
Oh my goodness. Holy shit.
Okay. See? It's worse. It's gravelly. It's gravelly when I try. So you like whisper? Whisper.
Well, that's just that's creepy.
Whisper. Hello, my pretty. See? When I talk low, I feel like it becomes more textury.
Shut your fucking mouth. Not really. Not there. Not right then.
It sounded better.
A little bit.
Should I try and talk like this?
Well, no, that's different. What you were doing
it's
earlier.
It's vibrating my throat. Oh, my God. I'm going to pee in my pants. So, no. There's no fixing it. I feel like I sound better when I talk louder.
I'm not saying you sound awful.
Right. It sounds like that's exactly
no,
like
that's
all
not
I'm
what
saying.
I'm saying. No, there's certain days like you just.
They're worse.
Yeah. You have like. Good days and bad. Mm-hmm. Some days you sound like...
I have this thing going on
mm-hmm.
in my throat. I don't know what's happening. No, man. It's like ever since Made in America, I got a sinus infection. I went to the doctors. I had a sinus infection. I got put on all this crap, and it still isn't gone.
What kind of crap did you get put on?
Like Z-Pak and shit.
another wrapper.
Two packs.
No, it's like a bunch of drugs in a packet, and you eat it.
It's an antibiotic.
Yeah, it's like antibiotics and stuff.
Okay.
I don't like. I'm coughing up clear shit now, but it's still there.
Ooh.
I think it's the smoking, man. I think I need to quit smoking.
Maybe.
I don't want to die. I think I need to quit.
Wait,
smoking.
You don't want what to die?
I don't know. I'm starting to get worried about the smoking now because. By now,
oh, you don't want to die.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm doing damage now.
Well, I mean,
of course you're doing damage.
I know, but
we're all doing damage.
But I never physically felt it. Yeah, like that, man. Like, what if I have to?
That's what you're going to sound like at 80 if you make it that long.
I have cancer. I won't make it to 80.
She's not making it.
I'm not making it to 80.
Fucking Marco.
I'm not.
Fucking bearer of bad news over here.
You really think she's going to make it to 80?
She'll make it longer than I will.
I'll make it longer probably
than all
of you. That's
not because you smoke. Yours is a combination.
Dude, I smoke a lot. I probably smoke more than her.
He does. We actually talked about it. You do.
Yeah.
I smoke more than her.
I actually don't smoke that much. I've been eating like a fat pig, though. I gained 6 pounds. Do I look fatter?
No.
No?
No.
I did.
Not in this room, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say. Just hang out with us all the time.
This is where you want to be if you're feeling fat.
No, I got to my goal weight and then.
Chris is going
to
be the thinnest one in here soon.
I gained 6 pounds in the past month.
Keep going.
No, I'll never, ever, ever go over one.
No, thanks. I don't date fat chicks.
Yeah, whatever, you fat bitch.
Jesus Christ. Evil.
Yeah.
Evil.
Fat girls aren't real people.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
So I guess...
Your voice is not bad.
It's not that bad. It could be worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be way worse.
Sure it could be.
I have a good voice. It's distinct. Wouldn't you get on your nerves if I had a like super girly voice and I like talk like
that? Well, no, I'm not saying that that's good either, but that's more of an attitude than anything. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
true.
Like, trying to think.
I feel like I've always
trying to think of a popular female voice.
That's husky.
No,
something that's like a typical female.
No. That's just like all right. Let's go with Robin Quivers. She's over the top. Like, she's over the top in the sense that she's trying way too hard to sound smart. You know what I'm talking about? Sophisticated.
Yeah.
You know, almost like uppity.
Okay. Kinda, yeah.
She even has like a touch of like she tries to get British like that, like with that.
Yeah.
Madonna, yeah, like that Madonna syndrome.
Yeah. Oh my like God, that's horrible.
All of a sudden you're British.
Right.
I went to Kenya.
Yeah.
Kenya.
That's not a good voice.
No.
Because it gets annoying. Kathy Romano's got a horrible voice.
Yeah.
She just sounds like a stuck up cunt on the radio. She does.
I know.
Yeah. She does.
Everybody always says that.
I can't wait till they get rid of her. I don't know why they're keeping her. She's horrible for the show.
She's got pictures on somebody.
Probably. Yeah, probably. Trying to think. Well, who's on Riotcast that's female? Do we have any Riotcast?
Lori.
She's got a girly voice.
Yeah, she does have a really.
Leah doesn't. She has a normal girl's voice.
And you can't count Kelly because she's
Australian.
Yeah, Bobby. She's Australian. Yeah.
Bobby.
That's just annoying.
Male or female, she's going to be fucking annoying.
That's annoying.
Leah has a normal voice. Leah's got a normal
chick voice. The girls on Why You Suck in Bed, mm-hmm. normal.
Yeah.
Right?
Actually. Dr. Stacy, yeah.
Yeah.
No, you could tell it's New York, though.
Yeah.
Long Island. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could tell.
Can you tell I have a Jersey voice?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I think everybody could tell we have Jersey/Philly going on here.
I would think so.
We get made fun of it from the New York guys all the time.
Which is weird.
Well.
Phone. They say we say phone.
Well, we do. Say phone. Yeah. It's really fucking annoying, actually.
But they say like Canadians, they're like phone. You know, it's like
what the fuck?
They're like that's a long.
Are you New Yorker
or Canada?
Phone home.
Who else we got? Any other chat? I don't know.
Even like females on TV. I mean, don't count Barbara Walters. She sounds like Elmer fucking Fudd. Yeah.
She has a weird voice. Oprah has a weird voice too.
Yeah, Oprah. Oprah's another one's over the top. Hey! Yeah. She's a fucking whale.
Jesus.
No, I mean, I didn't actually mean it like size-wise. Just like she's way over the top. She's like if you're at SeaWorld, like the orca that jumps out of the water, that's her. Like, she just has to be noticed by everybody.
Everybody gets a car.
Yeah, right. Give me a car, bitch. Stop building schools in Kenya where they're just going to burn it down anyway. Whatever. I don't know. But there are, you know, females out there that, what's her name, had a great voice, Casey McDonald, when she was here.
Oh, yeah.
She had a great voice. She did. She, if she was on the air, and I've heard her on the radio, like she'd be on WIP, she sounded good. Like, I'm like, okay, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of hard to watch her and listen to her at the same time.
That's true.
You know, you get busy. Oh, you become busy.
Jesus.
let's put it this way. Your voice is very, very standout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
It is good.
That fits my personality.
It does. So far, I don't disagree. I don't know why they're looking at each other.
I don't know.
But,
I know. Why did you guys just look
I'm
at each other?
I'm looking at Chris because I'm waiting for him to say something. And he's probably looking at me.
Being very standout is not always a good thing. Like, Sloth would stand out in a group of people. Maybe it doesn't make it a good thing.
Maybe in your world. In my world, it's a good thing.
Rocky Road, baby Root.
So that's why you looked at each other?
I was waiting for him to comment on what you
I think there. It's unique.
Yes, that's good.
That is good.
All right. Sloth is unique.
Are you saying I'm ugly now?
No, that's also
fuck?
That's also another way of using the term unique. Sloth is unique. He's different, but that's not
I'm unique and different.
Right, but that doesn't mean you're Sloth.
I'm not Sloth.
No. Mm-mm. No. You have way nicer than boobs than Sloth.
Yeah.
I don't think you're smarter than Sloth.
I'm smarter than Sloth.
No fucking way.
I don't know.
Smarter than Sloth.
It's a close one.
He was super stupid.
You sound a little bit like woman. Sloth's mom, though.
No. No. I do have to talk to you guys about something to see if you think I'm being stupid.
Okay.
Yes.
I talked to Marco about it a little bit, actually, the other day.
All right.
I texted you about that super paranormal crap.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid. Next.
But
non-believer.
Yeah.
She's a retard.
My new place is haunted, I think. Okay. So, listen, I've been living there for 20-some days. It's been
How long have you been
since
gone?
Since September 1st, I moved in. And little weird things kept happening, like the dryer. Oh my god! Like, hey, the dryer will like go through its cycle and then beep and be off, but then like start up again.
That could be electronic,
right? It absolutely,
that right, quick.
Everything that's happening is electronic or like lighting, though. Okay, so then upstairs in my room, I kept turning off this lamp, and I would leave, go to work, come home, and the lamp would be back on.
Is it on a timer?
No.
That still can be electronic. It still could be.
Listen, man.
With the lamp.
How's the switch?
How do you know it's not on a on a timer?
It's not on a timer.
Did you see the actual plug?
Yeah.
Is there anything on the wire connected? Because
no.
Some lamps actually have one built in.
No.
Look underneath the lamp.
Dude, no.
I'm just telling.
Fucking lamp.
I love lamp.
So, but there's a switchy guy, like, you know, like off, on, off, on.
Yeah.
Off. Okay.
Yeah. I gotcha.
So.
Do that again.
The light would be on. I would leave and I'd be like, boom, off, right? Go to work. Come home. It's up.
Maybe
the light's on.
Can I make a suggestion?
What?
It's possible your roommate went into your room for something.
Right. So I fucking asked Christina and I'm like, Christina, have you been going upstairs? And she's like, no, why? And I was like, no, seriously. Like, I'm really starting to get freaked out because I went on for 2 weeks with
this
light.
They're probably fucking with you.
This light going on and off, right? So for 2 weeks, this light's going on and off. Never when I'm there. Like, it's doing that. So I said, Christina, is this happening? And like, are you doing this? And she's like, no. But she's like, more than anything, I wish that I fucking was just to fuck with you.
No.
Like she said, I wish I would have thought about it just to fucking scare you.
And how long has this been going on?
For 2 weeks.
2 years?
So then my alarm clock, I have an alarm clock. So then 2 days passed and the light didn't change. The lights stayed off.
Wait, I have an alarm clock?
No, listen. Forget about the alarm clock.
I lost. Okay.
The alarm clock's coming later. So for 2 days...
She just wanted to bring it up.
Okay.
The light was not coming on. So I was like, awesome. Fucking ghost is like cool now. Whatever. Then my alarm clock was switched from FM to AM.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but that could happen from...
No, it can't.
That's definitely a ghost.
They prefer AM.
They like scratchy radio.
White noise.
Yeah.
Listen, the alarm clock, you have to hold down one button while you go through another button.
But again, it's still electronics.
Everybody
just calm the fuck down.
I was looking into it, and they said, like, that's how, like, ghosts try and communicate with you the most because they can go through, like, the electricity, like, the electronic waves
and AM's much better for FM for ghosts. I get it.
Fuck you.
I don't understand, though. That's like choosing, if you choose to go through electricity or, like, say, AM, right? No, listen to me. Hear me out. Isn't it like picking horse and buggy as opposed to going through fiber optic cable, which
maybe
is like a bullet train at this point?
Maybe they're super old ghosts.
Fuck
that
you.
Like is stuck in their ways.
Yeah, like if you give a 90-year-old an iPad, he's not going to know what the fuck to do with
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
These are old ghosts.
He's going to go back to his abacus.
Okay.
The house is 85 years old.
Gotcha.
Missy, it's still not even close to being haunted, like supposedly haunted that.
What?
It's not even close.
Okay. I talked to a Paranormal Society of South Jersey.
Oh my fucking God.
I fucking got in contact with
them. Did you?
Yes, I did.
Here's the thing. I said we should go. I mean, I know you guys won't, but I want to go see some of this shit. Because how come everybody sees this shit and they experience it? And I'll go to somewhere they say it's haunted. Nothing ever rears its ugly head.
You never saw the Echo Ghost?
No, you never see that.
I saw the Echo Ghost.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I fucking
no, you
did.
Didn't. No, you
it was, scary.
Didn't. No, you didn't.
I suck. I fucking did, man. No, there was a ghost living in my woods by my mom's.
What was his name? Acid?
I don't know. They were angry. No, I would never go in those woods on acid. Never. So anyway, I contacted the Paranormal Society of South Jersey. And I was like, hey, I feel like I have a
ghost. Did you use your pizza voice when you called them?
No, I have a friend that works for the place.
Use your pizza voice. Hey.
I want pizza.
So I talked to her. She said they would like to come in and check it out.
Sweet.
Just for that?
Yeah. So listen, so I tell Christina, my lesbian roommate, and I'm like, Christina,
pull your pants down.
I'm like, do you have a problem if I have this Paranormal Society come in, check out the place, stuff like that? And she's like, listen, I don't.
She's already regretting moving you in.
She's like,
listen, you got 30 days to get,
somebody
the fuck
get
out.
This dumb bitch out of my fucking house.
So she's like, listen, I don't care, but this is the one thing I do care about. She's like, I've been living here for 2 years. I don't want the ghost to get mad.
Oh, so, my fucking... You moved in with somebody just as dumb as you.
That's what she cares about.
So she's like, listen, you need to talk to them about whether or not their presence coming in and fucking with her is going to make her angry.
She's going to wake up with scratches on her back, yeah.
No, but then listen. I moved in the rest of my books last weekend, and everything has since just stopped. Everything stopped. The dryer thing stopped. The alarm thing stopped.
That's a great story. I felt like I was there.
No, so
listen,
books,
it's not over,
so
asshole.
So books are like kryptonite to ghosts.
Shut up, wait till I tell you.
I thought they
you.
Were just kryptonite
remember
to her.
Remember Ghostbusters when their books were flying across cells into the other cells?
They don't like books.
It's important that mucus. I tell you a book in particular. So the
it's a book in particular.
The book, yeah, man.
Which book?
The Bible?
The Bible. So it's like
does it
the power of Christ compels you.
So like, do you think it's all coincidence or what?
How do you know it's the Bible?
Yeah,
because it's the only other book that I brought in. That and Celtic tarot
Celtic
cards.
Pride. Horrible movie.
No, I brought in Celtic tarot cards and the Bible.
Celtic.
Whatever. I'm fucking...
No wonder you did shit wrong.
I got my Larry Bird Celtic card.
Whatever. Why is it the same word?
I love the Boston Celtics. My favorite team. I've been rooting for them for years.
Bastin.
The ghost on her book collection is like, fuck this dumb bitch. I'm out.
What happened? Why did everything stop?
What do you mean, what happened? Why are you asking us what happened?
I need to know, man. That's a fucking question. Like, did the Bible make the lady bounce?
Why? First of all, you don't believe in that shit.
I don't. That's why it's weird.
Okay. So why do you have a fucking Bible? That's the biggest mystery of all.
Listen, I'll tell you.
I have books.
This is a good... Yo, I have so many books. It's ridiculous. Okay, this is a funny story. My grandma had bought me this Bible like back in the day when I was like, you know, 8 or some shit. Mm-hmm. But I kept it. I don't know why, because I stopped believing in God like whiles ago. So
whiles ago. What's that in time?
Jesus Christ is mad.
But it's a really nice Bible and the paper's really cool. So I would rip the paper out and roll joints with it.
Okay.
That's why I kept it. So and if you don't have rolling papers, you can use Bible papers. It's just as good. They burn just as good.
Okay, cool. Well, that's a good
one. You use Bible pages to roll
Yeah,
joints.
But man, like the ones in the back.
Look at the way Marco just judged you.
I know.
No.
You know what the translation, you fucking heathen.
You're going to hell.
I've never heard that before. I'm sorry. No, I haven't.
It's a life hack.
She uses a cross to cut up her cocaine.
Oh, my God. Another funny
She uses her rosary zanal beads.
Oh, my God. That's so funny that you guys are saying that, though. Not really.
Oh,
the rosary
okay.
beads. Right. I went camping this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And we were, like, talking about drugs and stuff like that.
Oh, shit.
And Biffle bought her roommate Amy like a locket for her birthday, and it's a compass, and it's like a cool little size locket where you could like put shit in it. And it reminded me that I used to have a crucifix that was a locket, but it was pretty big.
Uh-huh.
And inside was a scroll of like the Serenity Prayer.
Okay.
But I took the scroll out and I used to put cocaine in it.
Serenity now.
Yeah. But that, it was funny because we were literally just talking about it, and it was like from forever
Jesus
ago.
Christ.
You are something. I got that Ouija board, so you know, we want to do the Ouija thing.
I don't
we can
never
do
done a Ouija board, so I'm
we
scared.
We'll dim the lights in here. And we'll do it on air and just see what.
We'll
happens.
Do it here, but I don't want to bring that Ouija board into my house.
Why are you afraid the ghosts will start playing?
Yeah. Isn't that what the thing does? The ghost like will be like, I'm here. Let me spell shit. Right? You hold... I've never played it before.
What the fuck does that even mean?
I used to play with these rocks called runes.
What planet are you?
And then I found out the runes were evil, so I threw them away.
I miss the days of lunar trash.
This is my life.
This thing is an idiot.
But it's like, are Ouija boards really that evil? Because hey, they're like made by
Parker. Can I let you in on a little secret?
What?
It's fake. It's nothing. It's just...
All this pyro or whatever paranormal shit we're talking about, it doesn't exist. It doesn't fucking exist.
How do you know?
Because if it existed, they teach that shit in schools. Don't you see what I'm saying? What I'm saying? They teach things that are factual. They teach things that happened, you know?
Uh-huh.
This, in all the years that man has been on this planet, right? And now with all the technology we have, the only thing that we can go by are those stupid fucking shows like Ghost Hunter, which isn't even real. It's fucking scripted. It's a reality show.
Okay.
There's no real factual ghosts. Why are people... Because you may see something. Maybe there's something wrong with your vision. Maybe just like the glimmer of a light off your fucking eyeball.
Okay. I'm not
saying it's just you. I'm saying people in general. My girlfriend's sister is a very big believer in
ghosts. Okay.
In paranormal, not paranormal activity. She doesn't believe like shit's flying around the room.
That would be cool.
But she like.
But like The Exorcist, isn't that based off of real shit?
Yeah, but, but you know what, though? You know what causes shit like that, believe it or not? And this is fact. Brain tumors.
Well, I mean,
brain tumors cause, what do you call it? Personality disorder?
People speak in tongue? That kind of thing?
Personality disorder? Well, I don't know. What was she speaking? Fucking Russian?
I have no idea. No.
They can't speak a whole other language, though. Like, you can't get
no, you only see that in movies when they do that. Okay. But that's not real. If anything like that really, really happened, there would be a factual book about it, and it would have sold billions of copies at this point. Well, don't you think? Like, think about all the stuff we have. We have, like, you know, media and technology and books and all kinds of shit, right? You name me one thing, one article of anything, whether it be technology, like, in other words, is there a fucking, you know, whatever that thing Egon holds with the antlers that comes up, the Ecto Finder, whatever the fuck that is. Like, if any of this shit really existed at any point in mankind, right?
Uh-huh.
Name me one thing that proves that the shit is real.
Don't they have those heat sensory fucking glasses?
That's an illusion. That's an illusion. No, can I explain something to you?
What? If they ghosts are cold.
Hold on a second. Right, exactly. They're supposed to be, anyway. That's what they say, because there's no heat.
The temperature.
Now, if you had those goggles, whatever they are, right, and there's like a steaming pipe off the ground, or there's just a little heat coming up from a manhole cover, that shit comes up all funny looking, and they're like, oh my God, what is that? What is that? They just do that to fuck with you.
I feel like there's more.
But think about it. Just try to bring this down to the most basic possible level. Try to find one factual piece of proof, evidence, that ghosts are real or have ever existed.
Okay, then, all right.
Do you guys see what I'm saying?
I do, but listen.
There's nothing out there.
No, but listen, science.
She believes in ghosts and not dinosaurs.
Science.
Yeah, which is science.
Listen, I believe in dinosaurs now.
I've never seen a dinosaur bone in my life.
I was uneducated.
Because you can find them everywhere. Hell, if you go home to my house, look in a litter box. There's like three of them in there.
Oh, my God.
That's just from your lunch.
All right, listen. 90% found out where my
turkey legs.
A lot of the world is made up of something called dark matter. Okay?
Where'd you get this from?
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Okay.
So I believe that things can live in the dark matter.
Okay.
So yes, I believe that there is another dimension within ours.
But there's no fact behind
it. But they
That's a
just,
theory.
No, but they just prove that dark matter exists.
Right, but it
so
doesn't
we're on
exist
our
here.
Way. It does exist here. It
Where?
Exists in the sky.
No, here, on Earth, on the ground.
I only got the sky.
Yeah, because you can't fly up in the air to find it. No. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you can't get near dark matter.
They're trying to say that dark matter surrounds all of us at any given moment.
Yeah, it's called space.
It's dark matter.
Whatever. It's just a technical term. Besides, these are all theories. These aren't proven.
Dark matter was proven.
No,
in the sky.
What I'm saying is, but what the fuck does that have to do with ghosts?
Because I feel like.
So you feel?
Yes.
Okay, that's not fact to me, so it's just a bullshit theory.
Yeah, but so?
So it means nothing.
Why does it mean nothing?
Because it's not real. You have no fucking scientific proof, or you have done no research. How can you prove this and say, well, this is fact? This is where ghosts come from.
All right, what about the fact that...
You can't convince me, miss. You haven't done any fucking...
No, it's fine. I'm not trying to convince
you.
Yeah. But what I'm trying to say is that I'm going to defend why I believe in it. That's all.
Well, yeah, because we already had this discussion. Because
it's fucking I experienced supernatural shit.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
The ghost screamed at me in the woods.
No, is this
fuck out of here, bitch?
This is the shaking tree story. Now it's a ghost screaming at you.
I told you guys.
You said the trees were moving towards you.
I told you that they said
nothing to you. Remember?
That's bullshit.
We
Go
have
back
it
and
on the fucking
listen to it. Then.
Okay, you said the trees.
They said,
were
"Get
moving
out of my
you.
Woods." And then the trees didn't fucking run at me like
the
Fantasia shit.
Other druggies in the woods fucking with you.
Listen, I was like fucking 12 years old. I was not doing drugs. I hadn't even thought about drugs.
Okay,
yet.
So it's not possible that it was a figment of your imagination.
I wasn't alone.
Because you know when you get scared as a child, you get the sense of euphoria where things are a little like off.
I was with a bunch of other people, my brothers, my best friend at
did
the
they
time.
Hear it?
Yep, everybody did.
I can't. The ghosts don't communicate. If there is such thing as a ghost, they don't communicate like that.
I don't believe that. I think they do.
They don't.
They do. I fucking was part of it. It happened to me.
So why you?
Why all of us? It wasn't just me. It was me, my brothers.
No, but they seem to continue to communicate with you by, you know, fucking with your light switch and all that.
Well, because I look into things and other people don't. Would you fucking care if you'd be like, oh, I just left my light on? You would think that. You wouldn't think to question it. I question it. That's the difference.
So you're saying ghosts may have tried to communicate with me, but I ignored them.
Yes.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Wouldn't that make them mad if I was ignoring them?
Yeah, but they can't touch you or nothing. So, like, you're just going to keep being like, la, la, la.
Woods.
I'm like, what are you doing? Yeah, I was like, no, but you're like
Billy Ocean.
That was the longest prep time for a joke ever.
Well, she was talking, so I'm like, this is perfect. I can hear it in the background. I'm like,
what's... Well, yeah, everybody James could Woods. Have experienced it.
It was Tiger Woods yelling at it. Get out of my woods.
But yeah. If your mind's not open.
And we've discussed this already. Yeah. Your mind is too open.
Yes.
Because you can't even grasp like everyday proven shit because you're too busy trying to find it more interesting by adding crazy horse shit to it.
Listen, I believe.
No, you listen.
I believe.
I can fly.
That I have theories and I have all these ideas and imagination in my head. And
but that's
I feel
your
like,
theories are based off imagination, though.
Yeah. But that's where all
sort
good
ideas. Based off of bullshit.
But all good ideas start from something. So, Miss, you know, when they prove ghosts 20 years from now.
Why haven't they proven them yet?
Because, man.
Because why? Just,
because.
Why?
All this technology.
Why? Yeah. All this technology. Why can't we prove it now? What's going to come out in 20 years?
Why
are ghosts going to choose 20 years from now to be like, all right, guys, you got us this whole time. We were just fucking
out of the closet.
Because we put too much money towards other things, other distractions.
Really? Yeah. You know how many millions, maybe billions of dollars is put in ghost fucking TV shows?
Okay. Then this is how
at least revenue-wise what they make.
Ghost point.
Okay.
We haven't found aliens, but they're definitely out there. Like you,
no, they're not.
That.
You don't know that they're out
we
there.
We cannot be the only thing in the universe.
Listen, we until we have access to Area 51 and what's in it, because you can't go by Independence Day myths.
I know.
All right, but until we get access inside, as of right now, there's no evidence, no proven evidence that there's aliens.
No, there's a theory.
Exactly, theory is not proof.
But theory.
Why do you think theory is
theory's
like?
Theory's not a fact.
Yeah, it's not a fact.
I'm
it's
not sitting here going fact theory. No, I'm saying.
But the world, life is about facts. What you can prove. What did Denzel say?
It's not what you know. It's what you can prove.
Thank you. Training Day, motherfucker.
I refuse to live in a world where that is my staple of a human being.
Well, then get in your crazy fucking closet everything. Rocket ship and get the fuck out of here.
Listen.
Well, then start proving some of this
shit. Yeah, exactly.
How am I going to prove it? I have no
if you
degree.
Can't, if you,
I have nothing.
You don't need a degree.
You flew a kite in technology class. That sounds
God.
Like it's...
Fuck you.
Listen. In all honesty, if you can't prove it, you shouldn't be spouting it out like it's real. You understand?
I'm not spouting it out like I'm real. I'm
yeah, it
spouting
is.
It out
you're...
like it's my belief. I
no,
believe
no, no, no,
it.
No, no, no. Don't turn it around.
I'm not fucking turning it around.
I don't give a shit. No. What I'm saying is you keep arguing the fact that...
I've experienced things.
We all have.
You can't prove that some teenager did it to me just like I can't prove some ghost did it to me.
I wasn't there.
I know. So I take it and I believe that it was a goddamn motherfucking ghost.
Okay, but...
So I don't have to prove shit.
What I'm saying to you and every other fucking person out there that believes in paranormal activity and ghosts and all that shit, if there is no proof or evidence that ghosts ever actually existed or have been documented, like whether by video or by whatever, right? Then how the fuck can you still believe in it? That's my point. Like, it's so simple. It's just like black and white. There's no gray here. It's black and white.
It is gray. Do you want to know why?
No.
If I even experienced the things that I've experienced, then I wouldn't be sitting here spouting this shit out. But I've experienced things.
Miss, we've all experienced things. Not all the same, but that, I don't understand how is that valid in anything? Like,
because it's life experience over smartness.
What the fuck are you talking? What the fuck does that mean? Does that even English?
Listen,
what is that?
I want to try and side with her, but every time she opens her fucking mouth, I'm just like,
she
no.
makes it impossible.
She
listen,
does. She really
I'm
does.
I'm not trying to get it. I'm just trying to say, if I wouldn't have experienced the things in the woods, the little things that I've experienced.
Squirrels.
Yeah, and maybe my mind is a little bit more open from acid and stuff throughout my life.
Yeah, that's not exactly a great thing.
But that's not a bad thing either.
Oh my God.
Missy Dum Dum style.
I think you're a little closed-minded, though, Fab, when it comes
to that
stuff.
Do you believe in Jesus?
Oh, go fuck yourself.
No,
that was going to be my point. most of the world believes in religion. There's no factual
I don't believe
evidence.
In religion.
I didn't say you right. did.
Oh, okay.
I said there's most no of the world yeah. believes in that.
Yeah,
right.
There's
no factual
right. fossils of Jesus.
Right. I totally agree yeah. with that. I totally agree with that. There okay. is no evidence that Jesus ever walked this earth.
There's a book written by some dude.
Yeah,
called
like,
the Holy
just
Bible.
Like fucking Dianetics was wrote by somebody. It's all
it's right. There's right. no difference. Right. So are you telling me there's aliens because L. Ron Hubbard believes that that's how people were?
The reason why I believe in aliens is I used to be frightened of aliens as a child. Frightened. Like I would watch Fire in the Sky. And
can I let you in on something? Just what? Between you and me? Let these guys don't have to hear this.
Okay.
All right.
You're stupid.
I am terrified. Terrified. Terrified.
Of aliens?
No.
Dragons.
Hold on a second. Terrified. Terrified.
Of what?
Okay. Of like, do you ever watch Godzilla when you were a kid?
Yeah.
You ever see Mothra?
Yeah.
I'm terrified of Mothra.
Is that serious?
Yeah, it's totally serious.
I fucking hate you. So anyway.
No different than what you just said. Just saying. Just
I understand where you're coming from, but listen, I was a child. All right, so I'm gonna walk you through this.
All right, Benjamin Button.
So I would watch like even E.T. I was like, oh shit, he's scary as fuck. Like not till the end, I was like, oh. But like Fire in the Sky, like all those alien things. The only reason that I believe that aliens exist is because I refuse to believe that we are the only people in the universe. That's it. It's plain and simple. Once I became a teenager, I realized aliens weren't real. Blah, blah, blah. But then it made me think, but we can't be the only thing that's out there.
Okay.
There's got to be more.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I understand what you're saying. And I can see how because the universe, well, whatever you want to call it, the universe is infinite. Whatever the fuck
yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
I get it. I get it. That's cool. That's cool. I can't. Because there's people that already have theories or whatever, I can't sit there and be like, well, stop making this shit up because it's already been made up.
Right.
Okay. But I'm specifically talking about the ghost thing.
Okay.
Okay. I'm talking about being on this planet. Fuck the universe.
Okay.
And fuck dark matter. Okay.
That's my main like point, though.
No, man. It's really not because you just learned it and you've been believing in ghosts since you were a kid.
Exactly. I feel like I'm one step closer to that.
The edge.
That being,
and I'm going to push you right over.
No, but one step closer to being proven. You know, this goes into the light in the eyes.
It's funny how. From
listen to how I've been growing up, okay?
Listen to how she's been growing up.
Yeah, yeah.
The light in the eyes things. I just found that out, like, what, 2 years ago? Not even here? When we were talking about the light in the eyes?
Yeah, and it just proved how stupid your theory was.
You fucking child.
Listen. I don't know if ghosts really exist. I don't know. But I think that they do.
Okay.
I definitely
you're
think
starting
that they
to come
do.
Back to reality
okay.
a little bit.
And if you
you
if
change
you,
the tune from earlier.
Right. If you phrase it like that from the beginning, nobody's going to make
no
fun of
you. No one's going to jump down
you
your fucking throat.
You spout it out like it's
it happened
fast.
To me, okay?
Listen.
I experienced things.
Listen, I am who I am, all right? I'm a dramatic person. I like my stories to be interesting. I still feel the same way. I'm saying the same exact thing that I said earlier. I'm just saying it in a better way right now. It's not as entertaining. Am I wrong?
Are you not entertained?
I'm not entertained.
It's not about entertainment. It's not about entertainment. We're having a discussion.
It's fine. You could tell us that you believe in that stuff, but like you spout it off like it's fact, and it's not.
That shit really happened to me, though, dude.
That's bullshit. But
it
whatever.
Fucking did. I have witnesses. My brothers were there. My friends were there.
They're fucking with you.
They weren't
somebody
fucking with me.
Somebody yelled through the woods. It's bullshit.
How do you know somebody wasn't there that you weren't with you guys?
Listen.
That's not a possibility.
That's what my parents
I'm
kept saying.
I'm asking. I'm just asking. Is that a possibility?
I mean,
could that possibly happen?
This is why I don't think that happened.
What were they doing? Pushing all the trees down to follow her?
Listen. All right. I think we're confused with the tree thing. Because the
I'm
tree,
letting the tree thing go.
The trees didn't uproot and like. Fucking dun, 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 like right.
Did they have tickets to concerts like that commercial to Trio?
The ticket tree? What?
No, the leaves all
you know what I'm talking about, right?
All the leaves like blew in my
I
direction.
Love that.
Fuck you.
No, the ticket tree. You ever see that?
The
no.
ticket oak came after.
The ticket oak, that's it. Mm-hmm. Hey, ticket oak, can I have two tickets? What?
No. That's what I'm talking about.
The trees didn't uproot and start chasing us. The branches and stuff like swayed in our direction.
Yeah,
like someone was chasing.
The wind
us.
Was blowing.
No, man.
It's easy.
It was in the thicket.
It's easy to debunk everything you're saying.
It's easy to debunk. Had you been there, you would be singing a different tune, my friend.
Unless fucking Casper comes up to me and taps me on the shoulder and says, hey.
You believe in ghosts, though, man.
Hey.
Yeah, Marco, you do.
I do believe something, but I can't prove it.
Because of that story from that chick's house.
I can't prove it either.
Remember?
Which one?
The chick that you were dating.
The wet spot.
Oh, the wet spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
It wasn't her wet spot, trust me.
I know. I remember you talking about it.
How you know it wasn't her kid sleepwalking? She just pissed herself right there.
It could be anything. That's what I'm saying.
See, nobody takes in all possible... You know,
right? A lot
scenarios.
Of people just jump to. Oh my god! It's a ghost.
There's nobody around. It's a ghost.
A ghost just took
a shit right here on my fucking floor.
Meanwhile, they got three dogs. That can,
right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right. If I find a piece of shit on the floor, I would never blame the cat. It must be a ghost.
What if the cat wasn't here?
Oh, then it's definitely a ghost.
Yeah, absolutely.
I see these like CBS will have a special and they'll. One of the stories will be like, this is a real haunted house. I'm like, yeah, bullshit, I watch it. And there's nothing going on. But then the cameraman's got like scratches all over his fucking arms.
Yeah, because that couldn't have happened just going through
exactly,
shrubbery.
Exactly. Like, he might have not known he did it, but later on in the house, he noticed it, and all of a sudden, now it's the ghost.
Yeah.
It's easy to debunk
yeah.
that.
This pimple, it's a ghost.
Yeah, it's a ghost.
It wasn't there this morning. It just happened. It's a ghost living
this,
in my face.
This premature ejaculation, it's a ghost.
Right, right. Ghost semen.
I will always believe
a ghost
believe
came
ghost.
In my pants.
I will always believe
listen,
in ghosts.
Listen, miss, I'm with you. I want proof. I want to see that shit.
Me too.
And that's the thing. You guys will never be alive to see proof that there's a ghost.
No, probably not.
No, definitely not, because it doesn't exist.
I believe it does.
You guys don't realize something, okay? Let me ask you a question, honest question. Okay. Do you believe in any specific religion? Honestly.
I struggle with this.
Okay. This is an honest question. No biggie.
And I don't want to say the stereotypical bullshit answer.
It doesn't have to. I mean,
I'm still trying.
It doesn't
to
have
think.
To be taken that way.
I definitely believe in something. I'm not sure what it is yet.
Okay. So you believe in something.
Yeah.
All right. But now let me ask you this. Let me ask you this again. Do you believe in any organized religion? That's already out now. Nothing
the closest thing that I can, and I struggle with it because I don't want to say what.
Scientology.
No. Fuck no.
Please, okay.
No.
Buddhism.
Okay.
But I don't agree with a lot of their philosophy, so that's why.
Okay.
I don't 100%.
Marco,
but that's the biggest one I can identify.
Do you believe in any organized religion?
I struggle with this. I mean, I'm Catholic.
Right. Yeah, I get it.
I try to stick
right, with it. Right, I was baptized and confirmed. I get it. You know, I went through all that bullshit.
I do not agree with a lot of shit that
I don't believe in any of it. I am.
But it's one of those things where you're not going to know. You'll never know if it was, you know.
It's a hypocritical. The whole thing's hypocritical. Yeah, it doesn't matter which religion it is, which organized religion.
Agreed.
Chris, do you believe in any organized religion?
Not at all.
Okay.
No, I do believe that there's a God. I don't believe in the religions at all.
Okay,
not
but you think
bit.
That there's a higher power.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily mean God, like quote-unquote God. You mean a higher being or whatever.
I was raised to believe that it
gotcha.
Is God, the higher power, so I'm going to call
okay.
it God. But, yeah, I don't believe in religion. I think man has fucked that up.
Okay.
I think maybe at some point...
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was correct,
mm-hmm.
but mankind has just fucked up religion.
Okay, now, a reason why I asked you that is because now I'm going to tell you this. The whole ghosts in general spawn from organized religion.
Right, Catholicism?
All organized religion. Well, most organized religion. Spirit.
Touché.
Okay. All right. There is no fucking ghosts because... Ghosts mean that you died, you're buried, and you went somewhere. It's implying that the dead go somewhere, like
right.
a heaven or
our hell
or whatever the fucking
purgatory.
No. Whatever the fucking the Arabs do, or you know,
72 virgins.
Yeah, like whatever they call their
tell
heaven
me now.
Whatever they call their heaven, whatever it is. You that all stems from religion. Any organized religion, certain organized religions, ghosts, okay? The Holy Ghost. Okay. Right. So if religion cannot be proven, like shit in the Bible, mm-hmm. right? How the fuck can you prove ghosts when that's what it's spawned? It's a subdivision. It's like a little fucking footnote of like, I'll just use the Bible for an example. The Catholic Bible. Or any fucking Bible. Whatever. It does Old Testament, New Testament, doesn't matter. There's a ghost in all of them. Okay? There's no proven fact, no proven evidence that anything in these books existed, right? Except for the actual towns they came from, like Bethlehem and Jerusalem and all that. Okay, yeah, they exist, but shit, that's some... How do you know it's not some drunk dude just writing shit like, I got great stories.
Did they ever find anybody's bones and stuff?
None. Nothing. Nothing.
So it's like a fictitious
nothing.
Story.
There's no artifacts. There's nothing. There's nothing. There's no crosses.
And why, how long ago was this supposed to happen?
I don't know, like 2,000 years ago?
So not even that long ago.
Right.
So we would have found bones if we found dinosaurs.
I mean, we can find dinosaurs from apparently, what is it, 60 million mm-hmm. years ago? But not fucking 2,000 because, you know, humans were like, no, dig that shit deeper. We don't want anyone finding this shit because we're coming back to get it. No, but you see what I'm making like a timeline, like a guideline almost. Like, this is why there's no ghosts, period. End of story. Don't waste your time thinking about it. Because they haven't even proven religion, which is like, you know, one of the best-selling books of every religion is their – whatever their Bible is.
Well, yeah.
You know, their main book, the Quran, the Bible, the fucking Old Testament, whatever. You know, if they can't prove anything in the fucking book, why are you wasting your time on fucking ghosts? That's where it came from. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm telling you this right now. There's no fucking ghosts.
Then really. What do you think it is? What do you think these things that happen are? Nothing?
What do you mean things that happen? There's an explanation for everything. You gotta factor in physics. You gotta factor in science. You gotta factor in all kinds of things. Anything can happen. If someone had a vent in their ceiling and just didn't even think about it, like this one right here, mm-hmm. right? And let's just say that, I don't know. Let's just say that Chris didn't have the ceiling fan on. All the windows are shut. And he knows that he has the air conditioning or heater, depending on what time of year it is, off. But all of a sudden, the fucking thing goes like this, right? What do you think? You think there's a ghost in the fucking room.
Something like that.
But Chris is like, dude, I don't have anything on. And we go out and check, and there's nothing on.
If it happened all the time, it would, but at first it wouldn't.
Do you know that it's possible that you can still get air coming out of vents?
Yeah.
That's all it is.
But listen,
it's as simple as that.
If it happened once, I wouldn't do that.
How many times did the fucking woods tell you to get the fuck out?
That was different. There was speaking involved. It freaked me the fuck out.
Ghosts don't speak if they don't speak, man. It's not possible.
There's no ghosts.
How the fuck do you know?
First of all, you can't say that. You can't
all
say
ghosts
that.
Are mute. I got all it.
Right. You can't. Where's the guideline?
They use sign language.
They show up on the. They don't. You can't hear them, but they show up on the after. You know, the aftermath of the. You know, the audio.
Like white noise.
Yeah, no, you'll hear nothing. Then you'll hear somebody call your name, Chris. Like, wait, rewind that. Look, you hear the ghost call my name? Yeah.
Marco,
stop.
Marco,
stop.
Marco, Marco, Marco,
Marco,
Marco,
Marco,
Marco,
Marco,
Marco,
Marco.
What about like poltergeists? Don't fucking do it. God damn it.
You're so weird.
I want to know an answer. Yes or no? Yes or no?
Nah, yeah.
Give me an exactly. Nah or yeah?
Nah, yeah.
Is there a ghost or not?
Nah, yeah.
Wait, what do you want to know?
I want to nah or yeah.
Hold on a second. What do you want to know?
I want to know if there is... spirits, ghosts.
No.
There you have it. Bob gave us the answer. No,
I'm just, isn't. Listen, this is not about who's right, who's wrong. I'm not trying to be like right about anything. What I'm saying is use your common sense is all I'm asking you. Just for a second, use common sense. Use logic. Use reality. For 1 second, break it down, okay? If there were ghosts, at this point in 2014, we probably would have had at least one documented factual evidence.
Don't they have them?
No.
There's nothing.
That's my point. Where is this shit? Don't you think they'd have a ghost museum? I would think that'd be a fucking unbelievable seller. I'd open one. If the ghosts were real and you can actually like have look at real evidence
like
of ghosts.
Ghostbusters?
I just had a silent aneurysm.
Ghostbusters.
There was tons of real ghosts everywhere in Ghostbusters. What?
You think we can get the, what are they called? South Jersey Paranormal?
Can we get them to call in? After they check out your place, would they call in?
I don't think I'm going to have them check it out anymore,
They're
though.
Gone. Why?
Because the fucking nothing's left. Happening. It stopped.
You think we can get one in here so they can think?
Let me ask you, does your roommate agree with you?
Yeah, she thinks there's a ghost.
And does she believe that before you moved in?
Yes.
Okay.
And the girl, Nicole, that used to live in my room said that she would hear shit all the time, like footsteps on the roof.
And your roommate's been there 2 years.
There's squirrels. So, there's raccoons.
The ghosts,
there's birds.
The ghosts have lived there 2 years. After 2 weeks with you, they moved the fuck out. I can't take this bitch no more. Pack your shit. We're out of here.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
You scared the fucking ghost away.
Oh, that's so sad.
If there are ghosts, they fucking hate you.
Get the fuck out.
My God, what if they try and hurt me? No, what if they're railing?
Just lock up all your knives.
What if they're going to come back?
They're not coming back.
They're coming back with more ghosts.
Yeah, they went to get ammunition, yeah.
Fucking shut up. Oh, man. Yeah. I'm never going to sleep again.
Are you guys fucking kidding me right now?
What ghosts do you think they're coming back with?
Oh, they'll come back with Satan himself.
Satan's a ghost?
Oh, the devil. They're going to the chief ghost. The goatus.
Chris, that's actually a good point. That's kind of freaking me out.
Wait, so
did they hate you?
No,
that. So you're well, they've been there for at least 2 years, and after 2 weeks with Missy, they moved out.
They're gone. Nothing's happened. You're an asshole. You fucking asshole.
I know. I know I'm an asshole.
It was. When was I supposed to do it? Not this Monday, last Monday.
So you're a Ghostbuster.
That means
you can just go into a haunted house. Move in there for a couple of weeks, gone.
Maybe that means I'm like super, like spiritual. Like, oh, like she's the queen.
That's probably what it means.
Fucking retard.
you're like that little tiny chicken poltergeist that has exorcised the demons.
What's her name?
I forget. The old woman.
I have exorcised the demons.
Oh, I love her. I don't remember her name.
I don't know, but I'm going to talk to these paranormal
Elvira.
People and get us on a ghost hunt. You want in?
Yeah, I want a ghost hunt.
We'll record that shit. Video it.
You guys are fucking retarded. All he is. You're
but
all
the
retarded.
Ghosts are gone now. That's weird.
Well, that's good. Then you
because you moved in.
What are you going to do?
Whoa!
Would they move out because I'm threatening?
That's probably it.
I think your voice is white noise to them.
Hi, ghosts.
Oh, my God, who turned the fucking lights on? I turned them off this morning.
Did you, like, talk to the ghost when you went in there? In
no,
your room?
Man.
Did you, like, have
you didn't like, try to calm them down? Like, listen. I don't mean anyone any harm.
No, I was like pissed about the alarm clock thing. So
listen,
like,
guys, you're raising my electricity bill. Leave the fucking lights off.
Are you going to help me pay for this fucking place or what?
And I'm going to be late for work if you keep fucking with my alarm clock.
That's why I was mad about the alarm clock.
Yeah, look, if you guys are going to be around, you can at least help me move my shit in, okay? It's been 2 weeks and I'm not moved in yet.
No, listen. When I woke up late from my alarm clock, I legitimate, like, swear my life verbatim was like, are you fucking kidding me? Now I'm going to be late to work because you're a fucking, like, pussy. You can't just, like, fucking haunt or something or, like, fucking be scary. No. And
so
I'm
you
like,
did yell at them.
What? Freaking out.
Maybe that's why they left.
No.
This bitch is crazy. We need to bounce.
Do you ever leave food out for them?
No.
Santa Claus. or the Easter Bunny.
Ghosts don't eat.
No.
Do oh,
no.
Okay. I didn't know that. Sorry.
Thanks, Fatso.
Ghosts don't eat.
Do you smoke in the house?
Mm-mm. No, sir. I'll never smoke in a house again. Why?
I'm just trying to think of what reasons why they
might
left.
Right, why could be, right, yeah. I'm thinking the same thing. I'm like, what could it possibly be at this point?
It has to be her voice, right?
It has to be. What else could it be?
I don't fucking know.
Ro Schmo in the chat room said, Missy, if you squat over a mirror, can you see dark matter?
Jesus Christ.
I believe we call that a clue in steamer.
No. I have nothing clever to say to that.
I think he was talking about referencing the endless hole that is your vagina.
Listen, it my could vagina be just her is taking glorious. A shit.
It's glorious.
My vagina is a national treasure.
Where is it? I don't know. I'm just thinking it's time for everyone to come back to Earth for a little while. Earth needs our help.
I agree.
All right. So let's stop with the ghosts. You want to bring in a Ouija board and yeah. fuck around with it? I'm game. I'd love to see how that goes.
Did you ever play with one before?
Yes.
Yeah, when I was young.
I never have.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's what I call my dick, Ouija board.
Jesus.
I play with it every day.
You got the board part right.
Yeah, I have. It's stupid. It's so, first of all, the board itself is so like, you know how the bowling lane is so fucking slippery?
Mm-hmm.
That's how the board is. And the little thing, the little contraption, right, is so easy to move. Like you can literally not touch it and blow on it and it'll actually slide a little bit. So basically, if you have one person in front of you and then yourself and say one person on the side, at some point, someone is bound to have like a muscle spasm that they don't even notice where the board moves a little bit. The little thing moves a little bit. I didn't do it. Did you do it? No, I didn't. No, you can't tell who did it because if everyone's trying to be still, your breathing can actually make it move.
I thought it spelled shit.
Right. I got it. But there's also answers on there like yes, no.
Yeah, but aren't they like yes, yes.
No. There's like blocks on there that say like yes. You know.
So you have to come out with some questions. I'll get the Ouija board.
Okay.
You have to channel people.
Do you have one already?
Yeah, I got one. I got one for you for this thing. I'm done with it. It's still creepy to have. I mean, I know it's bullshit, but I'm not.
No problem, gay lord.
You can keep it.
I don't want it.
Oh my god, you guys are both scared of a fucking board game.
Chris, you can keep it then.
Okay. I fucking teabag it every night. You know why? Because I'm not scared of fucking ghosts. Because there's no such thing.
Are you scared of no ghosts?
Seriously. This is like the craziest fucking shit ever.
So fucking don't pussies. Have the Paranormal Society come in my house because the ghost is gone.
No, what's the point?
But do you think that
they might be able to find traces of the ghost, like you might have left a cigarette butt burning somewhere.
Right.
What if the ghost, do you think that those paranormal people coming in and fucking my shit would piss the ghost off? I don't want to make the ghost angry. And the ghost is a woman.
How do you know it's a woman?
Christina said that it's a woman.
I smell fish.
Because she never cooks or cleans.
She refers it to it as she. The ghost as she, so.
All right, well, that's a stupid.
Well, everything in her life is she.
That's true.
Except her dog. Jake. It's a boy. And Duncan.
So why? Let me ask you. Why would bringing in the paranormal people piss off the ghosts?
I don't know. What if they have, like, special equipment that can, like, fuck with their, like, you know.
Their chi?
Their like, dimension that they're living in.
Fuck with their feng shui?
Yeah, man. And, like, stir shit up.
Feng shui.
What kind of equipment are you expecting them to come in with?
I don't know. Like, things that have, like, antennas on them.
They don't fucking exist! They're not real!
Damn, nigga! Proton packs.
But they have equipment, don't they?
Ghost traps.
Listen, it's got to be real. There's a whole society on it, man.
Let it go like a bad piece of pussy. Just forget that you smelled it and move on.
What is that from?
There's a do you have to pay for them to come in?
No, they're free.
So how do they make money? Mm-hmm. They're going to try to sell you some shit. They're going to tell you have ghosts, and they're going to sell you like fucking traps. Like in Ghostbusters.
I look directly in a trap, right?
Don't cross streams.
What did you do, Ray?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
I couldn't help it.
Nothing's happened since, so I'm not going to do it. But if it starts again, I might have them come in. But I'm going to ask them, like, hey, will you, like, rile them up and piss them off? And if they say, yeah, it might make them angry, I'm going to tell them that you can't.
Take care now. Bye-bye then.
Because they're not doing anything mean. They're just fucking with my lights.
They're raising your electricity bill.
Listen,
they're trying to make you late for work.
It gives the house character.
Gives the house street cred.
The house is 85 years old. It's got to have some
What the
stories.
Fuck? Who cares?
That doesn't mean anything.
That doesn't mean shit.
Why?
Their houses around here have been around for more than 200 years.
The house?
Was it built I don't know. On a, I Googled it. Nothing came up,
was
man.
It built on an Indian burial ground?
I don't think so.
Valley Forge has homes that have been there for like centuries, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure nobody's seen. And there's people there all the time. I'm sure nobody's seen fucking ghosts floating
across
the field.
I saw that South Jersey Paranormal. They did that. They did a little thing over there in Washington Township at that little, it's like a little park over there by, I forget the name of it though. It's right off like 55 when you're coming up, past the Wawa there on the left hand side. There's like that little historic park with little houses.
There's 19 Wawas in Washington Township.
Yeah. By the big water tower.
Okay.
The left hand side is like a little park. There's like five water towers in town. Yeah. Right.
What about the park? What they do to it?
It's like the some soldier stayed there or something. They did like a ghost exploration in there. I mean, they don't. You don't.
What did they find?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing. You don't. You know.
So they make a big deal out of it. They go, we didn't find nothing.
Yeah. They have some spikes and some coldness, but I mean, it's cold outside. What do you expect?
The fuck are we talking about?
Bobby was checked out.
I want to know what the fuck we were just talking about. Spikes and coldness.
Yeah.
Who's talking? You are you talking?
No, Marco is talking.
Are you?
God,
are you fucking
mailing?
Contagious?
You sound like her now. Facetious.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, they say, when the temperature gets cold, it's a sign of
like a ghost is around.
A ghost.
Who the fuck came up with that bullshit? That's been in a movie too.
Yeah.
Sixth Sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
it's
where,
what they've always said for a long
who's
time
they?
Now. The ghost people.
Paranormal people. I would love to see you go one-on-one with those people.
I would too, actually. I would love it.
They need to call in.
You should do it.
Do what?
You should have a conversation.
I'll burn the fucking place down. I'll walk right in there.
Who dares into my
stop! It's like in my ear, like a chalkboard. It's vibrating.
I'm fucking real.
You guys want to take a break?
Yeah, you fucking anger me.
I want to break your head.
Yeah, I want to break your face.
Wait. The synopsis is what? That
you're an idiot.
Because that's how I started this conversation. Is that I said, you guys have to tell me if I'm being an idiot or not.
You're being an idiot.
You're being an idiot.
All right, well.
Right. Fucking retarded.
Shush.
We'll be back.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. Talk about their amazing colors.
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour
ding.
2. Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And on mic.
Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing.
One of these days, he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
Hey, who?
Hey,
who? Who was that? That was just on. I'm sorry.
Fuck Jerry.
Papa Roach. Close.
Either or. Whatevs.
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 Doesn't matter. Papa Roach. Oh my God. Are they still around?
Papa Cherry.
Yeah,
they're still around.
Yeah. I haven't heard of
them. They're still around.
I haven't heard them, like a hit song from them in a while.
They're not very popular right now. Like, that kind of music isn't really popular right now.
Yeah, their last album kind of tanked. They had that one good song, and then it just disappeared. It was, actually, I don't even know if that was the last album. It could have been 2 albums ago. No, their last album was bad, actually. I didn't like it. And I liked all other albums except for the latest one. It was something like Wings of an Angel. Once you see that as the title one of the songs, like, they jumped the shark. Yeah. They're done.
Yep. All of a sudden, they have meanings to their songs.
Right. Basically.
Yeah. You know, just sing Last Resort, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's, of course, that's like
something similar to that.
One of their best songs, yeah. But.
Spare me the bullshit.
That's a badass song.
Right.
That first album was really good.
Yeah. I like a lot of their fucking songs, man. They're. What's that one? Forever. That's a good song.
That is a good song. I like them. I was a big fan of them at one point.
I still like them. I mean, I listen to their older shit, obviously, now. But
I haven't listened to Papa Roach in a really fucking long time.
They're no Kings of Leon.
No, they're not.
Shut up. Love my Kings.
You're the only one.
I am not. They're very popular. Oh my God.
Fucking terrible.
Yeah, man.
I can't wait for that day you wake up and you're like, why the fuck do I like these guys?
I don't think I'm going to do that with them. I'm a big fan of them.
I can't. At least I can't wait for the next band you like more. So we can stop hearing about Kings of Leon.
Hey, man, I don't even bring them up anymore.
Just
y'all
don't. It can't be Sunreal.
No.
No, okay. Come on. Did you hear that part of the show last week?
No.
That was the very beginning.
Oh,
we played
a clip
of Sunreal, his horseshit song,
yeah.
And then Mac Miller's right after, and we all agreed Mac Miller's sounded way better.
Yeah, y'all did.
Yeah, all y'all did.
Gosh. No. Can't deal with it.
Mm-mm. Can't deal
with it. It's unreal. It was unreal.
Yeah, the whole conversation is unreal.
I definitely think that Hoodie Allen and G-Eazy are both better than Mac Miller, though.
Oh, you're stupid.
I'm not stupid. It's a fucking opinion. It's objective.
Yeah, stupid opinion. Although I did see G-Eazy, and he like fills... He'll fill a fucking... Not an arena, but he'll fill...
Hoodie Allen does the same thing. He sells out Philly like
it's
nobody's
business. I don't get it, man. I just don't get it. It's like 2 whiny dudes. They sound the same.
They don't sound anything the same.
I think they do.
You didn't really listen to them.
They were on Sway or something, was supposed to be a freestyle, and he broke out his little paper, and he freestyled off the paper.
Who's that?
G-Eazy.
Oh.
It's freestyle off the top of the head.
Listen, not everybody can be Jay-Z.
No, you're right.
Nobody can at this point. That era is finished. When he retires, there's no more Jay-Z.
There's no future Jay-Z out there. I agree.
No.
I'm going to see Jay-Z on Saturday.
Are you? That's cool.
You want to see that? Going up to New York?
That was that concert? It's a benefit concert?
The Global Citizens Festival. I'm a global citizen.
Actually, I think you're an intergalactical.
Supporting global citizen rights.
That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. You're a moron.
How do you support it? Just by going to a free concert?
No, I helped bring awareness to...
How do you do that?
On social media. Like, I tweet things and I share things on Facebook.
What do you share? Like, give me an example of something that's global.
Like water, like pure water, like clean water for third world countries.
Who gives a fuck the third world country? Worry about the fuck what's going
on.
That's
here why in it's called global
fuck
citizen.
Them. You know what? Have the country over there in fucking India.
In India,
yeah,
where they're. What fucking- the fuck is your problem?
How are they gonna have it in India? They're poor. They don't have any money. They need our money.
Great.
Yeah, everybody needs our.
Everybody
money.
Everybody needs our fucking money, but we got tons of people starving and fucking living in poverty.
Yeah, look at me.
You're far from starving.
That's right.
Fuck that. Stop worrying about the home front.
We do take care of our home front.
Do we? Really?
Yeah.
Okay. We do.
The government does as much as they can.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
We spend $1 trillion on the Iraq war. We're in debt. $1 trillion. Why would we put out another trillion? To pay off the fucking debt.
Why don't you run for fucking president?
I don't want to run for president.
Well, then, unless you want to be the change you see in the world, you can't fucking
speak on it. You can't make a change.
Nigga.
One person cannot make a change.
That's such bullshit. If everybody thought like that, nothing would ever happen.
Really?
Yeah. It's believing
what happened
that you can
hope
make
and
a
change.
Difference.
Michael Jackson said one person can make a change.
So
the man in the mirror.
So did Rocky Balboa.
Make
a change.
Make a change.
One person can't make a change.
Everybody.
Please don't use Rocky and Michael Jackson in the same fucking sentence. That's blasphemy.
It's bullshit. It's all horse shit.
I care more about animal rights than I do human rights anyway. It's just my thing. I care
That's
more about...
That's asinine. I mean, I get it. I care about animal rights, but more than human rights?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I agree.
Really? You care more about animal rights?
Yeah.
I would give $50 to
You know why? Because
shelter.
Humans can get... Like,
you
humans-
do too. You just don't know it.
Yeah.
Who would you rather test like something on? An inmate who's in jail for murder or an animal?
Defenseless.
A
exactly. So you care more about animal rights than you do human
rights.
So,
Marco, you're asinine. Like the rest of us.
Nah, yeah.
He could be a politician.
Maybe I should think about that.
Flip flap.
Flip flop anonymous? That's your rap name. Speaking of rap name, you remember that picture I made, All Fries on Me?
Oh my god, that was awesome. We came up with the best names.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Oh man, that's fun. Good times.
But that'll never happen.
No, it won't.
What's that?
That I agree with.
Like if you're a murderer, I believe you should be fucking put to death. If you're a fucking scumbag murderer, yeah, I think you should be put to death.
Well, it's because most people care more about human rights than they do.
But I don't
animal
care if
rights.
They I don't care if they test vaccines on animals first before they test it on a human being.
They should test it on human beings in jail.
Yeah.
They should test it on human
I'm
beings.
I'm not really totally against that.
Fuck them. I mean, I'm not talking about the guy who stole a car and he's in there for 6 months. I'm talking about the fucking murderers,
the child rapists,
those people.
That would be awesome.
Fuck them.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, that'll never happen though because of human rights.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, they're already people are already protesting in the states that still.
I feel
have.
Like once you kill somebody, you forfeited your human rights.
I
agree.
Think that, yeah.
Well, technically, you have if you're in prison. You don't get the same rights everybody else does. Mm. Although they still get treated pretty goddamn good.
Three hots in a cot.
Have you guys even been to jail?
I've worked
not
in jail
not
for
on purpose
4 years,
not by accident either.
What did I mean? Like it's like I don't think that. I mean, I would probably rather be dead than be in prison.
Nah.
If I was going to be in prison the rest of my life, I would just want
to
die.
Don't nah. do it. Don't do anything to get yourself put in prison.
I would never. I don't even drink
and drive. I'd rather be alive and be in prison. I don't see the point of fucking dying. Make something
What's
out of
the point
nothing.
Of living in jail?
Three hots and a cop, baby.
The food's probably
a little yard
disgusting.
Time, probably lose weight, fucking look good.
Find God.
Right. That's right.
Or Allah. Depends.
Whatever.
Maybe join the skinheads.
I probably have to if I want to stay alive. Got to pick a side, dude. That's what happens. First day you get in there, you got to knock someone the fuck out. Show them that you don't not to be fucked with. Shiv them. Do whatever you got to do. Shiv them. You know, poke an eyeball.
Pull their teeth out.
See, I would do some crazy shit. No. No, that's crazy, but I'm talking crazier, like mental. Like Jesus. Mental. Like I'd pull an eyeball out and I'd make it a necklace. Just walk around with it. You know what I mean?
I think that would be considered contraband.
Whatever. I will have a trophy out of it.
They evaluate you before they put you somewhere. So you can go in there and act like a total fucking nut job. And they'll fucking put you in a cell by yourself.
Dude,
well, they'd probably put you in a mental institution.
Good. I'd rather
like
be there.
I'll be safer. I'll be safer that way.
I wouldn't want to be around a bunch of crazy people.
You won't be. You'll be by yourself. You don't get a cellmate when you're in a mental size.
But aren't you
prison.
Like always like tied down to a bed and shit?
No, that's if you cause harm to yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to sit there and slit my fucking wrist. I'm going to sit there and slit someone else's throat. You see what I'm saying? Difference. Yeah. Big difference. They'll just put me in a cell, but I'm not going to be chained to the bed. You know, now if I start cutting myself or setting myself on fire, yeah, then they're going to strap me down. That's not how, you know, I'll just do stupid shit.
How are you
going
to set yourself on fire?
No. Before they strap you to the bed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. That's how you get strapped to the bed.
They're going to need the strap extension like they have on the airplane to strap you in the bed.
Yeah, by the way, I never fucking told you this.
Do you need one?
No, thankfully, no. I was so worried about that. God, I hope my girlfriend's listening. If you can hear this, please fucking tell me what the code word is for they have a code word for the extension of the seatbelt. And it's so fucking condescending.
Oh,
it's
really?
Like, it's like calling a fat person hot. It's like the opposite of what it should be. I forgot what they called it. I can't fucking remember now, but you said, as soon as
slimmer?
No. I think it's called a half weight. They call it a half weight. And I'm like, huh?
Is that what they call it?
They should call it an overweight because that's really what it's for. It's for, you know, people that really – I actually got it. I was like, all right, cool. And I had a little bit to spare. So I'm like, I can eat on this fucking trip. I'll make it on both
it'll
ways. I'll be all right. Yeah. Pudding. 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 But – yeah, half weights. That's what they call them. Yeah, the fucking – the stewardess comes up. She's like, I need three half weights. And then the chick opens up the fucking whatever, the overhead compartment, pulls out the fucking extension. I'm like – I'm looking at my girl. I'm like, half weight? I should be overweight.
If I needed a half weight, I would ask for one so I could hang myself.
Right, you're right. Can I get two more so I can make a full noose?
Well, first of all, they asked for three of them. I'd be scared that fucking plane wasn't going to be balanced, like the weight.
Nah, that's all horse shit.
Three half weights?
That's all horse shit, dude. Don't worry about
that. If somebody's that fat, don't they have to buy two
seats? I think Southwest makes you buy two.
Like you don't have a fucking choice, right?
Yeah, if you can't fit one seat.
Yeah, you have to buy another
you're
fucking
fucked.
Seat.
Which that's the only thing I liked about Frontier Airline. The fucking seats were real roomy, and so was the leg room. I was like, yo, I could actually stretch my legs out.
That's
like
cool.
The first 20 rows are
Southwest
are
is like a
like
bus.
That.
Yeah, I was in like row two, row three. Yeah. Southwest is what?
Like a bus.
Ooh.
It's so like cramped. I hate it.
We got to hold on to the bar.
Yeah,
stand really up the whole fucking ride. The
person next to you has AIDS.
There's a woman petting her dead cat in the seat next to you. You alright?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
The power on the. If it gets pulled a little bit, the power. Almost lost power on this.
Almost lost power. Oh, that's not power.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Dr. Steve called in O&A, or Opie and Jim, whatever they call now, and his voice cracked and they just killed him.
Really?
They destroyed him, man.
That's what happens, man.
For 20 minutes. They wouldn't even let him continue. They just killed him. I forgot what he said, but his voice cracked. And I was like, you
got to poor Dr. Steve.
Aw, come on, guys.
Guys, come on.
You know, Norton was all on him. Fuck. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, speaking of power, how about the dude that can power out a fucking 100 orgasms an hour? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, man.
Poor Dale Decker.
Wait. Oh, you know his name?
Yeah, man. I got the whole thing.
Oh, I was going to say, you know him?
No, I don't. He's from Australia or something, isn't he?
There's an Australian? No.
That's a hot one. One.
He's from Wisconsin. Yeah, whatever. Wisconsin.
Oh, okay, close. They're close. They both have kangaroos. They both serve Fosters. Fastest.
I mean, he described some pretty horrible for instances, though.
Did you hear about when his father died?
Yeah, do you want me to read it?
Yeah, please. This is awesome.
All right. Imagine being on your knees at your father's funeral beside his casket, saying goodbye to him, and then you have 9 orgasms right there while your whole family's standing behind you. Jesus. And he says it makes you never want to have another orgasm for as long as you live. Poor guy.
Man.
It's an actual... Jesus.
It's internal, right? It's not, he doesn't shoot his load every 9 times, right?
It's called persistent genital arousal syndrome. So he's not like squirting out sperm everywhere.
One of you two, can you guys find, what's his name? The fucking porn star. He's got like the longest, loudest fucking, orgasm.
Not Peter Norton.
No, the big black dude.
Something steel?
Yes. He has like this over the top. It's like 10 minutes long. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard. It's got to be one of the funniest sound bites I've ever heard.
Yeah, Marco, Google Lexington Steel cum shot.
No. Loud orgasm. Put loud orgasm. Because cum shot, you'll get like fucking 80 million fucking...
Like a shot in the face. Yeah.
My eye!
I'm going to pornhub.com.
See what I don't know if you'll find it there. You might want to type it in Google.
Was it
and then hit the video tab. Or, yeah.
I can't even type in this.
Google's going to come back, you're a fag.
Yeah. Type in Lexington Steel huge cock.
Oh, shit. Lexington Steel sound compilation.
It's got to be on. No, you're going to end up hearing everything.
Maybe it's just one long... Cum shot.
No. Cum shot compilation.
Yeah. You black motherfuckers.
One hour and 25 minutes worth of cum shots.
What the fuck?
This guy is the truth. Let's see again.
Can't hear it at all.
Yeah, that's as loud as it's going to go. The quality video doesn't look too great. Come on, man. Bust a nut.
That is so disgusting right now.
You can't say it. What's happening?
Some girl's getting fucked by a gorilla. That's what it looks like from here, man.
He's a gorilla?
He's dark.
Oh, he's just...
He's very, very, very dark.
I mean, he's like Wesley Snipes.
Darknesses!
This isn't what we're doing.
All I see is eyes and teeth!
An hour and 25 minutes
worth. I'm going to have to fucking find it.
Yeah. You got to find the right one.
Just go to your bookmarks.
Yeah, hold on. Let me check this out here.
LexingtonSteelCumLouder.com.
That could be it. That sounds like it would be it.
Man, this guy's got a good track record. Nah, this is like, nah, that's not it.
What do you mean by a good track record?
He's banging some hot chicks.
Dude, it's a porn star.
I know. Doesn't matter. It's hot.
What do you expect to see? Like every now and then he's got a chick with a bag over her head?
Yes.
He's like full videos.
Oh, no. Trying to get through it there. Oh. As he's putting it in her ass. Well, I forget that.
Wow.
You gotta get through the whole fucking video to fucking find
They don't
it.
Want have like a specific like soundbite thing type tone. You're the only one that caught on.
I take this one.
Yeah.
The ghost.
Uh oh.
They make you sign in now. Make sure you're of age.
Yeah, because, you know, a 14-year-old couldn't just pick a birth date.
Exactly. That's cover your own ass on that one.
Literally, and cum.
It's good. Now we're to find a cum shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I can give you one right now. It's going to be 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Hope you got a raincoat,
is this
miss.
The same one?
No, it's just somebody oh. else.
Give me a second. Oh, it looks like a turd is going in and out of her butt. Her turd has balls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, shit! You can make me fucking squirt!
Right now. That's right. Oh, no! I'm coming out! Oh! Oh!
That's not it.
No, here I got his compilations. Sound compilation.
I have a particularly explosive ejaculation.
Oh, Marco, pause that for a second. I think I might have found it.
God.
Oh, it's no big deal. They're packing snow.
Yeah. Sounds like they're packing fudge. Did he come or just watch his mother get murdered?
Holy no, he just realized he's fucking his mother.
Jesus Christ.
This is it. This is the fun. Oh, I gotta play that again. It's too funny.
God damn. Hurt my ears.
I know, I'm sorry. It's lower now.
House like a goddamn dump truck.
Oh my god.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say he just, not only did he bust a nut, but he passed a couple of kidney stones.
Ejaculate.
Dude, that shit is fucking funny. I don't care what anybody says.
My penis is an animal.
No shit.
Holy crap. He means business.
Huh?
Does he have that genital orgasm disorder, or is he just crazy?
No, he's just crazy. How about the other dude? the fucking guy that says crazy shit. Dropping loads. All over your face.
He says that in the porno?
Yeah. He's like, as soon as he pulls it out, he's like, dropping loads on your face.
Does he sound like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm not exaggerating. That's what he sounds like.
It's terrifying. Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine somebody said that to you?
I would run far as...
I don't see the problem with fucking busting a nut 100 times a day. I think it sounds like a fun life.
No, it's all the time, man.
It's exhausting.
You stay at home.
That's why you can't work. For what? What do you mean you can't work? I mean, you can't do certain jobs.
He says he's in pain from it.
He's in pain?
His whole body, yeah, all his muscles, like, they spasm, they contract and shit.
You gotta learn how to
control
this.
Welcome to McDonald's. Can I help you?
He has to go to a gynecologist.
What?
He has to go to a gynecologist.
Pussy.
Because, like, mostly women suffer from that disease.
No woman I've ever been with suffers from that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that would be that'd be a find. I'd like to get a girl who does that to call in on this show.
What's up, whore? What's your name?
Yeah, that's a bit of a problem. I mean, he'll be in the middle of, like, they showed him. He was in the middle of, like, frisbee golf.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just bend over.
Really? Yeah. They showed this?
Yeah.
Wow.
What's wrong? You winded? No, I'm coming again. Yeah.
God, I hope he doesn't do that at a father-son game.
And he never has sex with his wife.
Can you imagine if he was playing basketball and he was playing defense on somebody? And
he goes to dunk on him and penis in the mouth.
He can't. He'll come before he comes.
Yeah. Him and his wife don't even barely have sex. They don't sleep in the same bed.
Like, I'm tired of sleeping in the wet spot.
About my parents? What do my parents have anything to do with this story?
You want me to drag my shack across your face?
He doesn't. They don't sleep together at all.
No, they have separate bedrooms.
That's awesome.
Good for him.
Yeah, she probably doesn't want to get donkey kicked in the middle of the night after his like 35th nut.
Like, essentially, that's kind of what
the fuck
said.
Dad is fucked up, man. All because he slipped a disc in his back.
That's how...
Yeah.
What the fuck? I slipped a disc in my bag. You know what I got?
What?
Fat. That's what I got. Fat.
You got lucky.
No, I didn't. Because I probably wouldn't be able to eat as much if I was busting a nut 100 times a day. I wouldn't be able to finish one fucking sandwich.
Oh, you'd finish it.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'd probably bite my tongue off at some point.
He's got problems.
Yeah, he's got it easy.
100 times a day.
Yeah, I mean, there's that saying, like, too much of a good thing is bad. That's, in this situation, I feel, is
it's a good point.
Thing. Yeah.
It's a good point.
I wouldn't want to have 100 orgasms a day.
Nah, I wouldn't either. I'm only bullshit. Yeah.
I would be like, fuck this.
I don't even think I can handle more than one at this point in my life. Fucking give myself a heart attack. You'd be
taking 100 naps a day.
Are you finishing? No, I'm having a heart attack. Look out. Why are you making that face? I'm having a stroke.
Jesus Christ.
There is worse things you can have, though.
For example?
Cancer.
Nah.
No?
Nah. Cancer isn't worse. Cancer is the easy way out.
I have cancer.
No, you're right.
AIDS?
Yeah, I mean, sure. Of course there's worse things you can have. But that does sound really inconvenient.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, AIDS is curable. Look at Magic Johnson.
Yeah, well.
That's true.
Fucking dude's 350 pounds.
His name's Magic. How do you think that happened? Is she all right over there?
That's so funny.
You never heard that before?
No, really? I mean, probably, but it's been a while.
Jesus
Christ.
Play for my secret.
What was it? Was that Rick James?
Satanic black magic.
Yeah, man. His name is fucking Magic. What'd you expect? My ass got infected, coach. That's what Magic stands for.
That's funny.
My mom.
You know, remember all them jokes that came out when Magic came out with the AIDS?
I feel like that was like.
Did you hear Jordan got AIDS? He was sticking Magic. Sticking is a term, you know, when you're defending. Stick him. Get it? Stick him. He was sticking Magic.
Got it.
Never mind.
It wasn't funny.
All right. Jesus. Jesus Christ.
Oh, crap.
Right? No shit. My God.
Listen, I just left my ass on that Magic. And the
is this thing on?
The anagram or the anajon.
Anajon.
What the fuck are you talking about?
At least once a show, he says it.
Begins with an A. Ananana. The
B A N A N A S
G I K.
Magic. Magic with a K. Magic 103. It's a radio station. I feel like I'm playing charades with this bitch. What's going on right now?
How many syllables?
Magic. Man.
My ass got infected, coach.
What is, what is that when you do that with the word?
Like nah.
Make each word stand for something. An anagram?
You know what? I'm actually not sure. Is that an anagram? Anyone know?
I have no idea.
I think it is.
It's an onomatopoeia.
That's what I thought she was going for.
Was, yeah.
What's like, an onomatopoeia? Is that food? I'm going to look up anagram.
You do that.
I think an anagram is like initials.
That stand for something.
What has happened to my brain?
I've been asking that for 4 years.
No.
Dead wrong.
It's not an anagram, but it's close to an anagram.
Wrong.
An anagram is a word play, the result of rearranging the letters of a word or phrase to produce a new word or phrase. Doctor Who can be arranged into Torchwood.
Hmm?
I got you.
So it's a different word. What's the word? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know you're talking about it. I can't fucking think of it.
All right. Fucking I. I'm going to put magic.
You're not going to find it that way.
Yeah.
Man. What does it stand for again?
It doesn't really. It's a joke. You are not going to find it.
Come on, man.
My ass got infected, coach.
Missy's ass got infected, coach.
My
AIDS? Get off the phone.
I'm fucking researching shit.
Get off the phone, you stupid bastard.
Oh, my God. It's such an easy word.
What is it?
Abbreviation.
That's not what you're thinking of.
Yeah.
It says, what is the abbreviation?
No. Abbreviation is not that.
What is it?
All right, look, you fucking piece of shit. Get off the fucking phone, Frank. I'm down and kick you in the cock.
Oh, fucking drooling idiot.
Well, if you guys would answer my question.
What is your question?
What is it called? Is it humongous?
I don't fucking know what it's called.
What is it called?
Tusami.
Estan Baracko.
Why don't you type in when letters stand for a word?
When letters... Then.
It's Esther Baracko.
I'm so.
It's such an easy word.
An acronym.
That's it.
That's it.
Kind. I feel like you were just about to say it.
Stop speaking an anagram.
I was waiting for that.
No. Yeah,
I just remembered it when I played fucking drooling idiot. I was like, oh shit.
Boom.
So wait, what is it? What is
an acronym?
An acronym, yo.
Yo.
from all races, all ethnicities.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Another word for it is abbreviation, though.
No.
Abbreviation's like cry, right?
Yes. You stupid fucking cunt.
But YOLO is an acronym.
I'm
going
to need for you to retard your
acronym. We're learning.
Drop some knowledge.
Just stop talking.
She's hey, man, cunt. I just fucking solved all the crime.
What?
I think my brain melted. What? At that point. All right, let's talk about something else.
She wants to suck on your penis.
I'm like 2 seconds from leaving.
Oh, boy.
Oh, memories.
Let's not go through that bullshit. Oh, yeah, here's a clip of that guy, the drop and loads guy.
What? Cunt!
He says shit like that while he's banging his porno.
He's angry.
He does.
Oh, poor Dale.
What? Cunt!
Jesus. Man. Oh. He does sound angry. What the fuck is that about? Ugh.
I don't know.
The angry dude.
Is porno still very, mean towards women?
No, if you're into
that,
means.
if you're into that shit, you can
like that
find,
sounds like he's being mean,
degradable, like
degrading. Yeah, like degrading.
No, a lot of women think porno in general is degrading.
I don't think that. I think that's
I don't understand. Like, you know, these pretty women, they do all this shit. It's so stupid. They're degrading women. What
they
the fuck?
Are
right.
That's meanwhile, what ugly girls say. Yeah.
Meanwhile, every other night their face is dripping with cum.
Right.
Fucking assholes.
That's one way to put it.
Get that dick in your fucking mouth.
Bitch, show me your titties.
Cradle the balls.
Jesus Christ.
God, that's violent.
It is
Get
violent.
Get that dick in your fucking mouth.
Is it that same guy?
Look. Take a fucking cock, you whore.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Suck it.
Man. He's like killing her.
That's right. Yeah, fucking bitch whore.
Yeah.
It wasn't that dick in her mouth.
Come over here.
Yeah, I think she's getting cankered.
Oh my God!
All the way down. Get it in there. Get in that fucking whore mouth. Get it in there.
Jesus. Oh, yeah. So yeah, porno is degrading.
Nugget.
Sounds like.
Crazy thing is, I got this off the Disney Channel.
Do they have porno that is like the woman degrading the man?
Oh yeah.
Do guys like that?
Some guys love it.
Not all guys, but I'm sure there's.
Well, do
they have
like
it out?
Show how many people watched it.
There's like a little thing, like you like can a like a Dropbox, whatever fetish you're into. It's everything. Got everything. It's got
from amateur.
Yeah,
blowjobs
to cuckolding.
Yeah, cream pies.
David Lindhagen cuckolded me.
What's a cuckolding?
Cuckold. Cuckold. It's cuckolded. I said cuckolded as in past tense.
What?
Like jaded. The cuckolded.
What does it mean?
Cuckold is when like for example, the wife makes the husband watch her fuck another man.
Okay.
Against his will.
And the definition of that is cuckolding?
Cuckold.
Cuckold?
Cuckold.
Cuck.
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 C-U-C-K. O-L-D. Old.
Cuckold.
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 Right.
That's a real word?
Yes.
It sounds made up.
It's not. Did you ever see Crazy Stupid Love with Steve Carell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You remember when he's at the bar? And he's for the first time by himself and he's talking to the girls and nobody's paying attention to him? He's like, my wife cuckolded me. She cuckolded me. He was saying it through the whole part of the movie.
Mm-mm.
And then that's when, what's the guy's name?
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling comes over, or he waves him over to talk to him. It's right before that part. That's when he was saying the whole cuckolded thing.
No. I have to watch it again, I guess.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, but they got everything now. Like, you know, girls getting tied up and whipped to shit.
Do they have guys getting tied up and
whipped? Same thing, yeah. They fucking suffocate men in these rubber suits.
You're like, you think it's funny.
Oh, I think it's hysterical. It's hysterical that any person, man or woman, would put themselves in that situation.
Yeah, that is kind of weird. Do you think they make more money to do that?
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I have no idea. I don't think that's as mainstream as just regular
porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Porn is a fucking money-making business, man. Yeah. It really is.
Billions.
That's apparently. And now it's so mainstream that, for instance, when I was on the Walt Whitman Bridge, there's a big fucking billboard like every week of a new porn star that's visiting Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, wow, it's like for everybody to see, you know, porn star so-and-so at Club Risque. And I'm like, back in the day, they never did that shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Which is amazing because it seems like the world's getting more and more PC.
Right. Which doesn't make any fucking sense. Because, like, you can watch a movie from, like, the early 80s that's, you know, rated PG, and there's F-bombs in it.
Right.
But now, if there's, like, more than one F-bomb, it's got to be R. It's just stupid. It's like, what? In the society we live in now? How is that possible? Doesn't make any fucking sense.
Because people are more sensitive now.
Because everyone's a pussy.
But that's the point. People are more sensitive now. However, you have billboards promoting porn stars.
Right. It doesn't make sense.
They're not naked on the billboard, right?
Doesn't matter. It's
still a porn star.
Right. It's giving their fucking life's work up on them, you know.
When we get
as seen in, you know, when Harry fucks Sally or some shit like that. Like,
they're not going to spell fuck on the billboard.
Well, I'm just saying. They don't need to. It sells itself. You know, when you see their fucking half-naked body on a billboard, you're like, God damn. How's no one driving off this bridge? There's a 60-foot hot bitch on the fucking
boat. Yeah, but what's it, on 95?
Yeah, it's like right off the Walt Whitman Bridge. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck? As you're coming into Philly, it's like, whoa.
Hello.
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 It's a nice sight.
Some of those porn stars are dirty bitches, though.
It's safe to say most of them are.
Yeah.
But like with the ass stuff.
Well, that's just because you don't like it.
No, but I mean, she was sticking her finger in her butt and then, like, putting it in people's faces.
Stop acting like your anus is a national... Like,
wait, she was Dirty Sanchez in people?
Yeah. It was gross.
Who was that?
Jenna Hayes.
She's hot,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah.
She flirted with me and touched my boob. Yeah.
Look at Chris. Chris is completely disgusted with
She
you
was
right
like...
Now.
And she was flirty with me and she tried to get me to go to the show that night, but I was already working it.
You wouldn't fuck her? You don't think she's pretty?
I was
pretty?
Terrified of her. No, she's beautiful. I was absolutely terrified of her.
Because she's a porn star?
Yeah, she's very intimidating, even though she was like a foot shorter than me.
Right, yeah, she's fucking tiny.
But she's like, oh, your scarf is so nice. And I'm like,
I gotta use that.
And I'm like,
that's fucking great.
And she's just staring at me, rubbing my boob, and I'm just like, I don't even know how to handle it.
Missy,
right,
what's
now
that in your hair?
And then when I went to the show that night, she didn't remember me. She gave me a poster.
Oh, wow. She was probably high at that point.
She was not good.
It's amazing how every celebrity Missy's ever been in the same room with has wanted to fuck her.
That's not true. I've been in the same room with Bradley Cooper. He didn't want to have sex with me.
Well, we're talking about Bradley Cooper.
It's going Bradley Cooper. You're talking A-list now.
Yeah. I just look at it like...
He turns right tense.
First of all, it's a porn star, so no, she's probably...
Are you kidding? He turns down tens.
That's what I said. He turns away tens.
Is he with anybody right now? Like, famous?
Whoever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Different chick every night.
Fucking prick.
Right.
Don't you just hope he gets fat one day?
He will.
I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
He'll get fat one day. He's not even that good looking. He's not my cup of tea.
I'm not into guys.
He's no Michael Pitt.
He's no who?
I'm not into guys.
He's a good actor.
I love Michael Pitt.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper.
I also like Zac Efron. I just watched The Neighbors last night.
How was
it? Oh, how is it? That looks
funny.
Fucking good, man.
Yeah,
that
it
looks
was pretty
funny. You're upsetting Jinxie Cat.
Yeah,
that
it
fucking
was awesome.
Commercial is awesome.
That part was really good. I liked it a lot.
Yeah. I want to see it, but it's been on demand for over a month, but you can only buy it. I'm waiting to rent it.
Oh, I should have brought it. That's so you could borrow it. I have a Million Ways to Die in the West that I'm going to watch.
That
tonight.
I want to see.
Oh, yeah.
Check.
I want to see that. I heard that's pretty good.
Yeah, I want to watch it. I'm going to watch this.
Anything he does is worth watching.
The previews look insane. I'm like so fucking stoked.
Any movies that are coming out that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, but Gone Girl.
Was that the Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
Movie.
Wait a minute. Wasn't there a?
I'm insanely looking forward to that.
Wait, hold on a second. I'm confused. Wasn't there a Casey Affleck movie with Gone Girl? Like a year or two ago?
I think there was, Val. I think you're right.
Yeah, what? This is based off the book.
No. Gone Baby Gone. That's what it was.
Yeah, different. This is a book. This is a book.
I read the book. The book's amazing.
I heard it's good.
Right. I heard they say
what's it about? Give me an example. Well, give me some.
Doesn't the wife set him up? Like,
well, no, I don't want to give it away.
Yeah. Okay. What's the synopsis?
Like, the synopsis is that
the wife disappears. The wife think it's him.
Disappears. Okay, so he's a suspect. Ben Affleck is the main suspect.
He is.
Well, at first he's not, but then it's getting turned around on him. It's pointing at him.
So it's like The Fugitive.
Kind of.
Yeah. It wasn't me. It was the one on
right. Hand. Right.
Yeah.
There was a man in my house. One arm. You find that man.
It looks good, though. I'm excited for it. There's another movie, too, that I'm excited for. I feel like there's a bunch of stuff coming out. I don't know. I can't. I drawn a blank. I thought it was a comedy.
A comedy?
Yeah.
That's rare. They never come out.
Yeah. I know.
No, I can't think of it. Oh, I guess Dumb and Dumber or whatever.
That's like Christmas, I think.
Yeah.
Or February.
Gone Girl's like October 6th or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the first week. I'm excited for it. I'm going to go see it as soon as it comes out.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to next year. I don't think there's anything coming out this year that's...
What comes out next year?
Well, I mean, you got Avengers. The second Avengers movie comes out.
Forward to that.
I still haven't seen the first one.
Batman versus Superman or whatever they call it.
Is that
it,
the
Superman
one that
2?
Ben Affleck is Batman?
Yes. Okay. Why you could call him Affleck? You did it a lot. It's like when black people don't pronounce people's names right. You know, Liam Neeson's.
You know what I'm talking about?
Fuck.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Liam Neeson's.
Bruce Willis.
You know? Bruce Willis.
Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Renee Zellweger.
Is he coming up with you thinking what's going on there?
I know. I'm trying to think of one.
I'm thinking of an actress. Hold on.
I know. I'm like, how'd you guys just think of those random people?
You just make up. Just pick an actor's name.
I can't.
Bradley Cooper.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. That's what. That's the whole point of this. That's the whole point of this. Liam Neeson's.
Holy shit. See, you know that I'm packing up. You know that, of course, right? My luck. You know that there's a virus going around that
Ebola.
No, not the Ebola. God forbid.
That's between your legs.
Yeah.
What the fuck, Chris? Fuck you.
Vaginas are on the way.
What the fuck?
There's that respiratory virus that's like really bad that's going around, and it didn't reach Jersey. We gotta go. Probably take my son. He might.
Really? Yeah. No, there's no way got it.
He's got lung issues, and you know that could be a possibility that
you know, I highly doubt that's what he's
I mean it
got,
could just be
though.
His lung issues that he always has.
Isn't it a
his
number?
Time.
Isn't it like MX-432?
It's I forget what they call it. he's been sick, and now
what the fuck?
Yeah.
Wait, he's been sick.
He's been sick. He has respiratory stuff, and. Might have to take him.
That sucks.
Yeah. Or it could just be the normal.
There was a case in New Jersey, I feel.
What's that? There was?
Wasn't there?
Yeah, I think so.
I have to quit smoking. You have to make sure he never smokes.
Can't really control.
God, that's so disgusting. I hate my lungs. God damn, stop.
Oh, man.
It's better. Oh, God, I'm so gross.
Well, hopefully not in bad's
room. Yeah, I hope not. But
I mean, if he was born with lung issues, it's probably just an extension of stuff he's already had.
They said the first 2 years is going to be... Well... Winter times are going to be rough. I mean, how long do we spend in the hospital total?
Send him to Florida for the fall winter. Make him a snowbird.
Is this the second year he's been alive?
Yeah, is this going in the second
year? Is that how you put things?
I was going to say this.
Mario, is this the 39th year? You're not dead?
I'm well on my way.
He's dead inside.
I meant, is this the second winter? I don't know why it came out like that.
Is this the second winter he's been alive? Yes. Just curious.
No.
Yeah.
I feel like this would be his third winter.
The 2012 was his first. He was born in December, so technically it's his going into his third winter.
Okay. See? I was right.
You know more about my son than I do.
I know.
That was a shock.
Good luck, Nico.
Marco.
That's funny.
You're a worse parent than Britney Spears.
Holy shit. What the fuck?
That's pretty bad.
That hurt. I'm not going to lie. That hurt a little bit.
Holy crap. Well, are we going to wrap up? If not, I'm out of here. If you guys keep going, I'm out.
Oh, you guys want to wrap up? We can wrap up.
Wrap it up.
Get the wrap fuck it up.
That's what got me in a predicament in the first place.
All right.
Not wrapping it up.
Send this out. Somebody.
Melissa.
All right, guys, everybody. What up? Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to the Jersey Jerk Show. We'll be back next Thursday at 8.
come on!
I have this condition called mesophonia, and it's when people chew.
All right, this is going to go.
Time out. What is this? I got to know what this is first.
All right. Mesophonia is when chewing and like noise and stuff like bothers you so much that it like makes you not be able to concentrate or think.
It's called what again?
Mesophonia.
Other people chewing?
Yeah. So earlier, Marco was chewing his lifesaver like a cow outside, and it was like, what are you eating? And he just started doing it again, and it made my whole brain stop. See, nothing like that. Get the fuck away from me. Get away! Get out of here. Come on, stop being an ass. Come on, man, get out.
Imagine this with the Ouija board.
Can you leave? Go! So, like, gum chewing, and, like, if somebody has, like, a... Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
Or, like, clicking a pen, like, drives me insane.
Oh.
Like, if somebody is nonstop clicking a pen,
right,
it drives me insane. So, he was just chewing, and I was watching him chew, as also hearing him chew, and it angered me a lot.
You get mad, don't you?
I can't believe that everything that he does, that's the only thing that disgusts you.
It makes me so mad that I want to, like... I would like, if he would have kept it going, I probably would have like thrown this at him and been like, yo, can you stop? Like, I did it outside. He's like, what are you eating? And he's like, I was just like, ugh, I can't stand it.
We both know I'm going to have to kill you now.
That's what you turn into.
Like, gum chewing is the worst. Like, I've literally asked people to throw their gum out. I've literally been like, yo, can you throw your gum out?
The fucker's got to go. I got a good mind to slap your fat face.
Oh my god. So yeah, that's my life.
I understand though. That can get annoying.
Oh my god.
He's actually notorious for that.
I can't. I wouldn't be able to eat with him if that's how he eats.
He's always like,
that's how he eats like a meal. Like he's eating like
it's mostly
food?
Like candy.
Okay.
Like he's like a candy whore. He loves like, you know,
I know he was eyeing up my gushers.
Like, yeah, like shit like that, right? Like, yeah. Mike and Ike, stuff
come
like
on,
that.
That Reese's.
Right?
What? Marco, you're a creep.
You want me to finish him off?
I got hard for a second.
You did a fucking sellout.
Yes. So he has that real. It's awful.
Oh God!
I know, it's really annoying.
That's why he was looking like he was chewing, but he said he was eating a lifesaver. Stop, man!
I'm just reenacting the crime. I'm not, you know.
God, you're more worthless than Colin Farrell.
But why would you, like, lifesavers are hard. So, like, why would you be, like, chewing it like it's
He's not chewing, he was sucking on it, but it was rolling around his tongue.
Why would you do that?
I don't fucking know. Ask him. I don't do that. I normally, it
what,
doesn't
you
make
just, like,
it.
Put it in your mouth?
A lifesaver doesn't make it in my mouth for 30 seconds. It's gone.
I haven't had a lifesaver in a long time. I loved lifesavers when I was young. Butterscotch ones.
Butterscotch.
In them all day, every day.
Just like, what?
Do you hear that?
It's a ghost.
Uncut cocks.
You okay? You look like you're ready to flip out.
There's no ghost in here.
I'm, like, speaking different.
Hold on, let me see if I can get that back up. Hold on, see if it sounds.
See if you can get it back up?
Yeah, get it back up. No, that doesn't work. Get it back up. Get it back up.
Ah, man.
Does that part doing? Is that part of the whole thing you just said? The
no, that's just creepy. No, that's just creeping me out. Because I start picturing things in my brain.
You imagine hearing that at night? Missy.
I would fucking lose it.
Oh, God, no!
As soon as you go to bed, because since your place is haunted, you're just like, why are you calling the ghost again?
Oh! Stop that.
I'm not hurting anyone.
Come on, please stop.
I promise when you all sleep, I'll be gentle with your anus.
Oh, I'm going to call the police.
That's not cool.
I'm going to fucking kill you.
But I'm dying over here.
I do. I picked Star, man.
You have such lovely feet.
That I would be comfortable. Yeah, right. If I heard Bane Cat, I'd be stoked.
Really?
Yeah.
Why are you reading Dr. Seuss? Aren't you 35?
Oh, my God.
Oh, you said the books were, like, moved or whatever?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Interesting reading material.
Dude, I have too many books. I have like 7 books about Bill Clinton.
You sound like an unbelievable really? Douche.
Oh. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
Bane Clinton. I can't even morph the two. There's no way.
Yeah, don't.
I can't. There's yeah, no
fine.
Way.
Yeah. Don't make me not like Bane Cat.
No, Bane Clinton. I can't
oh.
do
that.
Yeah.
You're going to have to practice.
That. No, I'm not. I'm not even going to bother. That's just too much work right there.
That is a lot of work. I don't know any. I'm not good at it. See, my voice in that.
We were playing some of your greatest hits last week.
Yeah. Male crickets were just rapists.
You know, shit like that.
Which is true. It's all people made up stuff and put it in there. What the fuck is wrong with me?
I don't know.
I'm an embarrassment to myself. My voice doesn't sound that bad in those.
No, it doesn't.
I feel like it's getting worse.
It's like you're aging rapidly.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
Maybe you're aging rapidly.
I'm going to die by the time I'm 40.
No.
I think so, man.
Oh, stop it. You're crazy.
That was just a taste of my knowledge.
Crazy bitch!
You have some great shit, though.
That's because I grew up black.
See, like, see how you're doing that? You're like,
why do I talk
grew up
like
black.
That?
But you're being, like, lighter, I guess.
Lighter, but I still sound gravelly.
Not as much.
Yeah, something's going on with my lungs right now. Maybe I have pneumonia.
Maybe.
Is that possible?
It's pot. You could have, like, walking pneumonia or something.
You have to, like, suck on it to get it solved.
Sorry. Hey, you guys want to get out of here?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. All right. Thanks for listening to the Jersey Jerk Show. We'll be back next Thursday. Don't forget to go to iTunes, download our show, give us a good review, do all that good stuff. Hola. Ovito.
Peace, fucker.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.